Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 306.
Hi, my PS4 day.
Play with your PlayStation.
My name is Chris Ferricchio, and I'm here with Jeff Troney.
What up?
And Jason A. Stryker.
How's it going, guys?
And we are here on PlayStation launch day. Today is the 15th of November. And we're going to talk about, the console launches a little later. Before that, we're going to do, distractions and news. God, leave for a week. I don't know what the fuck we're doing anymore. Then after that, we'll do new releases, listener email, and, we'll talk about next week. Before that, Jason, what's up, man?
Shit's busy right now. Oh my God.
I wonder why.
Next gen at a place that deals with gaming stuff. Yeah, a lot of, lost sleep, I guess. A lot of late nights, and I'm here barely, but I'm getting drunk and I'm still at work. Awesome. So things are okay.
So you're at work getting drunk, recording a podcast. That sounds like a good equation to me. I mean,
and you have the game consoles there. So awesome.
We have a few. They're around here somewhere. One might be very close to me right now. I might be kind of playing one here and there. While we're recording.
Mm-hmm. Don't want to hear it.
Okay.
Put that shit on mute.
Yes.
Cool.
Muted.
Jeff.
All my focus is on you, gentlemen.
Hey.
And go.
What's up, man?
Not much. Just, last weekend was just kind of chill. Every year, a bunch of my friends do the whole Terry Fox run. I'm not sure if you guys know what that is. It's like a...
No.
It's kind of like a, you run or walk or do anything 10K wise, and then you just get donations and stuff. And then every year we go to a pub afterwards, like at a certain month, and we just kind of get together and just kind of drink and just get prizes and stuff. I never do the run because I'm a smoker and I can't do that shit. I'm going to try to do it next year though. Even if I walk it, me and my buddy are like, fuck it. If anything, we'll just walk it or something.
My wife wants to do one too.
You should be disallowed from going to the bar afterwards. Like that should be
the
victory.
Well, I donate though.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Gotcha. All right.
Yeah, exactly. It's like people who are like donated or took part in it or go down there and shit. So usually good times. So that was fun. I actually, during the day that Saturday, I'm sure you guys heard about this, but a local retail, well, Best Buy and Future Shop here, they're owned by the same company here. They ran this crazy fucking promotion where you can trade in any PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, 3DS, Vita, or a Wii U game, any of the game. You could trade in fucking Cameo and Lair, and you got either Assassin's Creed 4, Battlefield 4, or a Call of Duty Ghosts, straight up.
Wow.
Like, one for one.
Like, you could walk into a GameStop, buy one of their used, like, $2 games, like Lair or something. Yep. Walk down the street to Future Shop and...
You don't even have to do that. People were literally buying shitty games from their bargain bin at Future Shop and Best Buy and just being like, buy it, and being like, okay, now I want to trade this in. People were doing that.
Wow. And that's messed up.
It was insane. What happened was, like, I heard about this, early on Friday. So I was like, fuck, well, I don't know. This is too good to be true. Let's go down to a Future Shop. So I got a guy at work. We went down to a Future Shop at our break. I said, hey, we heard about this promotion. She's like, oh yeah, that's 100% going down. I'm like, okay, well, do you have a lot of copies of these games? She's like, oh, we have a lot, but what you should do is go online, reserve them at the store, and then so that way we hold them for you. So like, oh shit.
Oh, do like a
cool
store pickup thing. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I did that. I did that with Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed, and we were telling everyone at work to do it, and some people were like, I probably don't have to pre-order, don't have to reserve it, whatever. I got there on Saturday, and oh my God, the line was, there's probably about 150 people inside the store, like wrapping around, and, I got, like, they would announce, like, okay, we're out of Battlefield for PlayStation. So then some people would leave, or we're at a Call of Duty for PlayStation, people would leave. And then eventually I got down to, if you do not have a reservation, we're out of everything. And that would have been like most people left. And so that made the lineup a little bit more tolerable, but I was still there. Like I dragged Tanya there as well as her sister and, my future brother-in-law.
So it was like only one per customer. So you,
yeah, they were only doing one per customer.
Your fiance and immediate family. Okay.
Yeah. But Tanya's, Tara's, husband, Scott, he wanted to get Battlefield. So he was there for himself too. But, they still stuck around, and we were there for about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And it was all right. We were talking to people in the line and stuff, and I ended up getting Assassin's Creed 4 and Call of Duty Ghosts.
Not Battlefield? No?
I didn't get Battlefield because I already have it pre-ordered for another Future Shop promotion I did where it was like buy two, get one free. Mm-hmm. And when I heard about this, I was going to cancel the Battlefield and replace it with another one of the Xbox One games I was going to get. but they said, if I cancel that, I lose a promotion because the way they do it online, it would be kind of like putting in another pre-order and not the same one. So it's like, shit. So I just figured keep the Battlefield on with it straight up or whatever. So yeah. So yeah. So anyway, so that was like pretty much most of Saturday and stuff like that. So it was crazy. Everybody was like, even the next day I went to, try to get games. I reserved them at two different stores. And I had to help somebody move on the Saturday. So after I got my games, help somebody move, it was past a 24-hour holding time. So I was like, I'm not going to bother going. So then Sunday, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go and just see if they have my reserves just so I can, like, you know, I can just give them to people or whatever. And yeah, they're like, oh, no. Right when that 24-hour thing up, we put them back out there because there's so much demand. So I was like, oh, that's all right. No big deal. But there's still people, like, lined up and shit. It was nuts. But yeah, it's kind of cool.
That's a crazy good deal.
It was ridiculous. I'm like, how are you guys making money? They're like, they said that the publishers actually paid for it.
I'm sure.
So yeah. I'm like, that's crazy. Cause that's like the three big publishers that were like, well, we need to, you know, get these games out there or something. I don't know what they were thinking. Maybe they thought maybe more people would do the upgrade things. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to do for Assassin's Creed.
I was going to ask about that. Like, you can just pay $10 now to get the next gen version.
Yep. So I'm going to do that for sure. Well, that was my weekend. Chris.
Waiting in line.
Cool.
Yeah, pretty much waiting in line and then going, helping somebody move and then going and drinking some beer.
So, cool.
Hey, I waited in a lot of lines too, so.
I want to hear about your line. What happened in your line?
My line, there was lines to get onto rides. I was on vacation last week. We went to, went to Orlando, brought the kids to Disney a couple of days. Went to the Magic Kingdom one day and went to Hollywood Studios the other day. It's a little rough at first. But afterwards, Liam ended up having a blast, and that's what it was really all about, was,
good.
So that they could have fun. Probably the best part about the vacation is, it gave me a chance to spend a lot more time with Elora, which is something that really hasn't had a lot of chance to happen because of, you know, work and, you know, she wants to be held by Crystal all the time. So now, like, she was Daddy's girl on the vacation, literally. And now we got back and she's like, yeah, we went on vacation. Now my daughter wants nothing to do with me. So, you know, it's really nice to be able to bond a little bit with her. That was probably the best part of the vacation for me. Overall it was great. We also got to hang out with, Glenn and Stephanie while we were down there.
Good.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. We ended up going to that Player One bar that he was talking about.
Oh yeah.
And, it's hard to compare it to something like Battle and Brew because Battle and Brew has food, whereas Player One is just drinks. It's basically Player One, you walk in, there's a $5 cover. And as long as you have an open bar tab, you can go up and you can get any game to play on any console. And even without an open bar tab, if you pay that $5 cover, they have a bunch of cabinets that are on free play, and you can just walk up to any cabinet and play free play. They're mostly like retro games and stuff like that, but still pretty cool stuff. So, we played a bunch of, we actually ended up playing Mario Party for a while. Me, Glenn, Stephanie, and one of their friends that they happened to run into. And, Glenn and I played some Left 4 Dead on 360, and, it was just a really good time. So we ended up spending, we only got a chance to hang out. They're like the only people that live down there that we had a chance to hang out with. So I'm glad that worked out. But the other days it's like just, you know, relaxing, hanging out at the pool in November, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's gotta be. Nice.
So, and you know, my son loves to swim. So not really swim. He loves to just be in the pool, but can't swim yet. He's only three. We're working on that. And then Disney, and you know, there were a couple of shows that Liam really, really got a kick out of and Disney. And it was, he loved, like, Disney has this race car ride. I don't know when the last time either one of you have gone to Disney, but, I can't remember.
A long time ago.
Yeah. I can't remember what it's called, but it's, you know, you're in a, like, it's basically like a go-kart, but the go-kart's on a track and the steering wheel does nothing. I mean,
so it's like on a,
it's on a track.
It's like one of those toys you have when you're a kid, those electronic car things that you put on the track.
Right. But the problem is that the track is like, it's one thin metal beam that's in the middle of the car. So, like, you're actually getting thrown around because it's, like, when you come to a turn, it ends up changing sides and, you know, hitting the other side of the car when the right side of the car will hit the middle track and then it goes back and forth. You end up getting beat around a while. But Liam loved that ride. Ended up going on it twice, once with me and once with Crystal. So, that was hilarious. I didn't think he was going to like it, but whatever works for him. But, yeah, it was a good vacation. Came back on Wednesday, spent the past 2 days rearranging my living room. So my living room is completely different right now than what it was. Really glad that.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Well, it's not completely different. I won't say it's completely different. I mostly mirrored it. So everything's been flipped around.
Everything's been shifted.
Yeah. So like, Jason, the last time you were here, it was, you know, the same as the last time you were
here. As it had been for 10 years.
Right. Yeah. So, love seat is in the same place and everything else is mirrored. So the desk is on the other side facing, you know, against the back wall in the backyard in the corner. Mm-hmm. And then the TV is in the front now.
Crazy.
And, one thing that was really advantageous about doing all this is that, you know, as you have your systems and everything like hooked up and when you make changes, you know, you're feeding new wires and all this other stuff. But you don't always remove the old ones. If you like, for instance, my TiVo was at one point connected with component cables. And I got, then I got an HD TiVo and I connected via HDMI, but I didn't really unthread the component cables. So it's like, I ended up with like this big old pile of wires that weren't being used anymore. Oh, so yeah. I got all that shit out of the way. And, it was actually really nice to get it cleaned up, as far as like all the wires and stuff go. So, but yeah, so that's all done. My main, entertainment center now holds, only three consoles. Pretty much everything else has been demoted. I have the 360, which I got a new 360. I didn't know if I talked to you guys about this, but
I heard about that. I don't know if you mentioned it on the show.
I don't remember, but I now have a 360 Slim, with the HDMI port. Yay. And I basically traded that for a crib. So that worked out pretty well for me. But that's hooked up. My PS3 is hooked up and now the PS4 is hooked up. So, the Wii and the PS2 both got demoted, to the other systems that are not hooked up center. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Sorry, Wii. See ya.
Yeah. See ya.
My Wii's in a closet right now.
At least mine's still near the TV, Jeff. God.
Yeah, I was like, I have not turned this thing on in, I'd say, almost 2 years.
It's really a shame, too, because I still have...
played some virtual console shit, like, a few months back. Yeah. That was about it.
I still have Last Story wrapped. It's like, I never even got around to playing it. But, yeah.
You'd probably love that,
too. I know. I probably would, but I'm just playing so many other games, so. But yeah, so in a nutshell, that's been my past week and a half or so. It's been a lot of work and a lot of fun, all rolled into 1 week, so. But, yeah, let's talk about some games.
Okay.
Sure.
Who's going first? Jeff, why don't you go first?
Yeah.
I'll go first. Okay. Well, I got those two new games. So I played through the Call of Duty Ghost campaign.
How long did that take you? Out of curiosity.
I want to say probably about 6 hours.
Okay.
5 or 6 hours.
Okay.
It was short, but I can't tell if it was longer than one of the other ones. Cause actually, like, I haven't played a Call of Duty since Modern Warfare 2. So I don't think I had the Call of Duty burnout that a lot of people had. So I kind of, like, I enjoyed playing it. Like, my sessions, like, I beat it pretty much in, like, 2 or 3 sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually liked it. I actually liked the campaign a lot. And the main reason is because it's the first Call of Duty ever that actually felt some connection to the characters. Like, they actually did a good job with the characters. And it is a stretch and a reach because it's not like it was, like, fucking Last of Us type thing. It was just, for a Call of Duty game, it actually had consistent characters and a little bit of, like, character development, and you actually kind of cared a little bit. But again, that is bell curve caring on a Call of Duty game, so
yeah,
it's not a huge deal.
The only one that I ever played was the original Modern Warfare, and if I remember correctly, that one took me about 4 hours. And that's me, and I don't play Call of Duty.
It's longer than that.
Yeah, so that's probably good. That's probably good.
Yeah, it's longer and it's definitely, it had some pretty good parts, some pretty cheesy parts, but it was fun. And then, they have a mode in it called Squads where you can play offline, which is basically online multiplayer. Like, you're playing multiplayer, but with bots. So kind of, you know, gets used to the maps and stuff. And I thought that was actually kind of fun. Like, usually I hate playing against bots, but these are probably the best bots I've ever fought against. Like, they actually felt like humans were controlling them. Like, it wasn't...
See, I think that's something that you need anyway, especially when it comes to Call of Duty. Because if you get a Call of Duty, like, a week after launch, you're already, like, fodder. You know, it's like...
I'll get into that in a second. Oh, yeah,
okay.
It's like,
okay, go ahead.
Because, like, it has been out for... Well, I guess it was out... Literally, it came out that Tuesday, and I got it on the Saturday for basically free. And so I guess I... Well, I did the squads thing offline for a few matches, and I actually really enjoyed it because the AI was really good. Like, I'd shoot at a dude, he'd take cover, and normally with AI, even, like, bots and, like, this kind of stuff, they're just... I would just aim, and okay, he's going to pop out of there and run at me. Nope. He went around and came through the other entrance... That was to the left of me and took me out. I'm like, that is fucking cool. Like, usually they would never do that shit. And they, like, react to you really well. Like, when you're watching, like, the kill cams, the way they move their reticule and the way they're kind of, like, moving around corners would be like an actual person would do it, which is kind of cool. And, like, you can set the difficulty. Like, the normal difficulty wasn't crazy, crazy hard, but it wasn't stupid easy either. But I still wasn't, like, I would have a positive KDR, but not by much. So then after that, doing a bit, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go online for a bit. Because I haven't played Call of Duty Online in a while. And, yeah, like you said, people are pretty damn good at that game already. I was matched with a bunch of people that were... I was level 1, and I think the first game, the closest to my level, was probably 24. And I was like, God damn.
That's frustrating.
Yeah.
And I was that's the deep end. Bitch. You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're throwing right in there, and they have, like, better guns than you and better shit than you. And I didn't do fucking god awful, but I was not even close to a positive KDR. Like, my first game, I think I was like 7 kills and like 14 deaths. So I was like, shit. And it seems like the maps in Call of Duty Ghosts are way bigger than other Call of Duty games. And the current gen versions are only 12 players online, and they used to be 16. So there's a lot of looking around for enemies, and because the maps are so big and a lot of them have big open spots, it kind of comes down to who sees who first. And that's kind of been like that with Call of Duty, but at least in more enclosed areas, and doesn't seem that bad, but I'll be like, just like spawn, walk for a bit, and like I don't see shit, and I'm taken out by a sniper, like way across the fucking map, like motherfucker. But, I don't know, it was fun. I forgot how smooth those games are online, like 60 frames a second, and it's like, it was fun. I don't have anyone to play
with
right now.
Yeah. So you played a little bit online. Is there any like degradation to, textures or anything like that? Does it look worse, essentially, is what I'm trying to get at?
It looks a little bit worse than the single player, but doesn't look any... I didn't find it looked any worse than the other Call of Duty games, but then again, that didn't say much because that's been on the same engine now for God knows how long.
Yeah.
That's such a weird trend, like, nowadays in first-person shooters, multiplayer. Like, the downsampling of... or downscaling of textures and shit.
Like that, yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Like, it still looks good. Like, the lighting's definitely kind of improved from the last Call of Duty I played, but that was, like, 4 years ago. So, I don't know.
Wait till you play it next gen!
That's the thing. I'm now happy. Originally, I was just going to upgrade it to the X-Bone version and then just maybe, like, sell it or trade it in or try to bring it back to, like, Walmart to exchange it for, like, another game. I'm like, you know what? This is actually not too bad, and it's not my favorite first-person shooter in the world, but why not? Yeah, I basically got it for $10, so. Well, yeah, I will basically get it for $10, so, yeah. And, of course, Assassin's Creed 4 was the other one. I said to myself, I'm not going to play it until I get on next-gen. But after I beat the Call of Duty campaign, I'm like, well, I want to play something new. Like, I'm only going to play the first hour of this. That turned into about the first 3.5 hours of it.
Wow.
And I really like it. I haven't played an Assassin's Creed game since 2.
Yeah, same here.
And I love the ship combat. I love traveling in the ship. I really like the main character. I think he's probably, it's very, very small sample, but I like him already better than Ezio and, what was the first guy? Altair. He's just not
dipshit.
A dick. Yeah, exactly.
Dipshit motherfucker.
Yeah, he's actually pretty funny, and you know, he's got weird kind of moral compass, but it's, you know, understandable.
Do you think it might be because you had like an extended break from the series? Because I think a lot
exactly
of criticism
be
is because it's like a yearly event now.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think, you know, because you had that break that it felt a little fresh? Or?
Oh, I 100% think that could be part of it. Yeah, because I did play some more Assassin's Creed 2 when it became free on Games with Gold. And I was like, okay, I played it for a bit.
Oh, sure.
Like, yeah, it's still Assassin's Creed. And this one it's improved in every way. Like, I don't know if any of these improvements, though, were in the past games because I didn't play them. But the stealth seems a lot better. You can actually, like, use kind of cover in certain areas. And it's a lot easier to have guys like come by you, like whistle or like hide around in like the foliage and stuff like that. And it just, it seemed more gratifying, a lot easier to do shit I wanted to, where I just felt like in Assassin's Creed 1 and 2, the enemies would see you so easily, and it was just frustrating. In this game, it doesn't really feel that way so far. But yeah, I stopped after I played up to where you get your main ship, played a mission after that, and did one treasure map mission, and that was it. And at that point, I was like, you know what? I really like this game. I don't want to play any more of it on this gen, because the saves don't cross over. Unlike like Call of Duty, it will bring over your stats and everything.
Right.
In this, it won't. So. Yeah, so I'm just gonna wait. I'll talk about it more hopefully like next week or the week after, but I'm thinking definitely gonna upgrade on that one too.
Yeah. That's something I wish they kind of would have, communicated a little better. Like they're pimping the upgrade thing.
Uh huh.
You know, to the heavens, but it's like, well, your save actually won't come over.
Yeah.
So they're pushing people to get you like the current gen and then wait for the, and you know, also get the next gen one, but mm-hmm. you'll have to start over.
And even Call of Duty is kind of weird, because it's not like it just downloads like your save game or anything. Like if you get it on PS3 or Xbox 360, you have to actually sign up for an account with Activision's thing or whatever. And I think it goes to the Call of Duty like website, and it's basically taking it from there. So you're not actually getting a save game even from Call of Duty. You're just getting the stats and stuff from a server. So it's, yeah, but at least it's that. I guess there's no point. They couldn't do that with Assassin's Creed because that doesn't exist. But
right.
Yeah, I hear you. It would be nice if it was like transferable saves. That would have been pretty awesome. But
it seems like it could be done. I don't know.
I don't know. Like everything's just packets, right? So I don't know if that's like that simple. So
sorry.
But yeah, I played some fighting. I think we played fighting games last week. I think we played some Street Fighter.
Did we? Was I part of that?
Yeah,
I did duck out kind of early.
Yeah, you ducked out kind of early. And then it was just, I think, me and Eddie for a bit. And I played more. I'll wait for the Chris's, but I played some Knack, and I played Knack, Contrast, and FIFA on PS4 at a demo station. But I'll talk about more of that when we talk with Chris. So, Jason.
Yo! Zelda. You guys heard about that?
Oh, yeah.
The new 3DS one?
Oh. Yep. Are you playing that?
Yeah. I've been playing the shit out of that.
So it's good.
It's really, really, really fucking good.
Good.
It is.
Is
every
it like?
Bit
is it serious?
Good.
Really?
As Link to the Past.
Oh
yeah.
Snap!
I'm not even kidding.
That's what I wanted, dude. I've wanted a Link to the Past, another Link to the Past, since then. I mean, it's like everything they've brought out has been like, okay, this is great, but it's, you know, it still doesn't reach that high point you had, you know, back in the Super NES. So
it hits that Link to the Past note right away. And it like, it completely envelops you in that like warm nostalgia. It's like, I know this game. I love this game. This map is familiar. Like the controls are completely familiar, but then it adds brand new layers, which are equally as good. So at the end of the day, God damn it. It might be fucking better than Link to the Past. It's so good.
That's a tall order, sir.
You can go.
That sounds like something I would say, Jason.
But
no, I'm just saying that.
Oh, it's really, really, really fucking
good. I'm going to get it. I'm probably going to pick it up on Friday when I pick up my X-Bone.
Please do.
Is that when it comes out?
If you can talk to me about like anything that is like worse than it was in Link to the Past, then, you know, by all means, but,
I'll talk about it now because I'll probably get it because Tanya's like pretty much hijacked my 3DS because of Animal Crossing. And she actually took off next Friday with me. And I should have told this in the intros, but, so we had like your Veterans Day, we have Remembrance Day on the same day, like last Monday or this past Monday. And
the one day a year you guys remember stuff. Gotcha.
Yes, the war stuff, yes.
Yes.
So
the war stuff. Okay.
Yeah. So so I had that off because government and bank stuff get that day off. And Tanya tried to take it off with me, but someone at work already had it off and she was that girl's backup, she couldn't take it off. She's like, oh, how about I take off next Friday since you have it off? My initial reaction was, sure, but you realize why I'm taking that off, right? It's like, I'm literally going to be playing video games all day. Like, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I told my wife that what was going to happen. That didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, I was like, she's like, oh, that's cool. Like, I go, well, I'm going to get McDonald's breakfast. She's like, whatever. As long as we go for McDonald's breakfast. It's like, I'm kind of excited. I've never been to like a launch thing. It'd be kind of cool. And then as long as we can go out for dinner. So I'm like, yeah, we can probably go for dinner too. something, and yeah, I pick up Link, so when she finally gets bored of me playing my stuff, she'll get into Link to the Past. Not Link to the Past, but Zelda.
Has she played Link to the Past
she
before?
She played Minish Cap.
Okay.
She played Twilight Princess. And
yeah, those are very different, but.
Yeah,
I mean,
think
Minish
she
Cap
did
is kind of similar, but.
I can't remember if she played Link to the Past or not, because I remember when I got her a 3D, or a DS, an IDS, I did buy Link to the Past, and I can't remember if she played it or not. I know she definitely didn't beat it. She's never beat a Zelda game, but she does like them. And I don't I think she did play Link to the Past, but I don't think she beat it or anything like that. So. Yeah. She does like Zelda games. As far as I know.
Good.
And she's played the 3DS or the DS version, games too.
Yeah. Cause I kind of worry about like recommending it to Lisa, my wife, because she's really only experienced, the 3D Zeldas and then, what was the train one?
Phantom
Hourglass.
Spirit,
no, that's Harry Potter. There we go.
Spirit Tracks. Yes.
Yeah, she played through that one as well. But I would peg her as a 3D Zelda girl. And I mean, this is very much, you know, old school Link to the Past. So I don't know if she would get into it or not. But there's that.
Is it how does it do with the because Link to the Past was very. You had to find shit out yourself. Like, it would give you a vague idea of what you had to do next, but you really had to kind of experiment with different shit. Is there a little bit more hand-holding, or does it go back to that whole, like, nope, here's the world, figure shit out how to get here aspect?
Yeah, I mean, there is some of that. Like, initially, I'm not even halfway through the game right now.
Mm-hmm.
But initially, yeah, there's a lot of hand-holding. It's like they mark it exactly, you know, where you need to go on the map.
That's fine with me.
So the big difference.
Dark world?
Oh, no. So Zelda follows that, you know, familiar, like, formula of, like, you know, the equipment gate, you know? Once you go to a new dungeon, you need
get
a new
that,
item or whatever
yeah.
that you get in that dungeon. But a lot of those items are available from the start of the game. You can rent them from somebody named Ravio who, like, takes up shop in your house. Long story. Anyway. So all of this shit is available to you right away. Your fire rod, your boomerang, your bow and arrow, your bombs, everything. Which is, it's a twist, you know, to the familiar formula.
Yeah, it's different.
So it's more open world in that you can go to any of the dungeons whenever the fuck you want. And there'll be like a little icon outside of the dungeons, like, you know, the, southernmost dungeon, you know, you always use the hook shot and like the, you know, the water temple or water level or whatever. So they'll tell you exactly which item you need before you go in. So that's the big difference, I guess. And I guess
so you
maybe
go in
people
order,
could
kinda.
Consider that as handholding, because, you know, a lot of the shit is available from the start, but I don't know.
I don't
got
see
over
it as
it
that.
Super
it's just,
quick.
You can tackle shit when you kind of want to, I guess. Cause you're getting that item
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, less linear and, yeah. I don't know. I like it a lot.
Cool.
So there we are.
Oh, am I up?
Oh, well, I thought you said something.
No, I was kind of nodding over here, and I was like, okay.
Because
I'm looking forward to it big time. I just, I probably won't get it at launch based on how many other games I'm playing right now, but yeah, it'll be one that I definitely get.
It's a weird time for it to drop.
Yeah.
It's on Xbox One launch day.
Well, there's three Nintendo games dropping on the same day.
Yeah.
There's Mario comes
Mario
out next Friday.
Is, really good as well. The new Mario Party, however, you can probably skip that.
Okay, thanks for that.
thanks
for the heads up
on that
one.
what else has been going on? I mean, I've been like neck deep in next gen stuff and some stuff I can't talk about. I guess we can talk about the PlayStation stuff, but
yeah, that's out.
That's out. There we go. Go play Resogun for 5 hours. There's your next gen shit. Have fun until fucking March.
That does
March.
Look really good. Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
That's foreshadowing
my only negative
news.
Bit. I'm done.
All right. Am I up?
Chris.
All right. So let's.
Yeah, man. What did you do last night?
Let's start with before that. So I played a lot more Batman. I think I'm getting close to the end. I'm not sure. Did either of you beat it?
Give me a hint. I beat it.
You
did?
How many times have you fought Bane? 5 times?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because
you probably have another 15
minutes.
Sure as hell feels like I fought him 5 times.
Yeah.
I just... Let's see. I'll ask you guys off air where I am
on break. Yeah, okay, it's not really
it's not really a spoiler. I returned to where I started. How about that?
Okay, yeah, I know where
you
are.
How close am
I? That's kind of close. That's pretty close.
Is it? Okay, so I'm.
Yeah, well, actually, no, that's extremely close. Okay. I think that's I think you're down the home stretch.
I kind of thought it was because of the way they were setting it up. So I may one of these nights coming up, take a break from next gen and try and knock out.
I think you should. I really like that game.
So,
I
do too. And but the, you know, Origins has a lot of things. You know, I still think Origins is a great game, and I would pick Origins over Asylum, but City is still the king, right? So one of the things that really annoyed me is it got to be a severe pain in the ass that there's like a sniper on every fucking rooftop at one point.
Use that bat vision, son. You got to pick them out first.
I know, and that's it's like it's all of a sudden I'm getting shot, and it's like where the fuck is this coming from? And you know, it's when it's more tedious than anything because you've just taken away one of the things that's the most fun about the Batman games, and that's traversing the city. So now I have to traverse the city at a slower pace and make sure that I'm not going to get shot. So, I mean, I understand, but I don't know.
Maybe on the flip side, like the city like got super desolate after a while, and
that's
traversing
true.
The city became a little boring after a while. And with Origins, man, I could just hop in there and just like, there's bad guys everywhere.
You can get into a fight in the game at any one given time. And then like, you always have the crimes that you can break up. And, I'll tell you what, those shock gloves make combat fun as hell, dude.
They make the game easier.
They do actually make it a lot easier. That's true, but.
It kind of it breaks that like the shield challenge challenge of like fighting against somebody with a knife or a shield or something
it takes
like that.
That
it's
out
like
of the game, yeah.
I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm just gonna shock your ass.
Yeah, but I mean there are some fights that they throw at you that are just kind of like, well, that was ridiculous. You know, it's like you got two guys with guns, two guys with knives, two guys with shields, and then there's two armored guys. It's like, okay, well, what am I gonna do? So, it breaks up things like that. I actually don't use them very much unless I need to for that type of reason. When they have, like, the special enemies are kind of overloaded. And then you have, like, the ninja guys or whatever, they're the one that end up countering you and, doing two attacks at once and stuff like that. But, it's still an awesome game and I'm very happy with it. And, so I'm looking forward to finishing it pretty soon. Have either of you fallen into the trap of Tiny Death Star?
I did.
No,
I did.
Yet. I didn't play Tiny Tower, so.
I fell into the trap of Tiny Death Star. And
talk to
I
me.
Am playing Tiny Death Star. It's Tiny Tower. I mean, I never played Tiny yeah. Tower, but from what I understand, it's Tiny Tower with all, you know, Star Wars characters and like all the different Star Wars species you end up building up like your residential and your service area floors like going up. And then Imperial floors go like basement level. And anything that is, anything that you do to help the Empire, you have to do below ground. And it's interesting how they lay that stuff out, but it's more, what's more fun about it is like when you have to search out like rebel, like little rebel characters. And if you find them and you have to like, cause you have to search them out, you'll find them and you like tap on them and then they'll play out this little scene. So like the actual floor will flip dark and then come back up and then they'll play out a little scene where like for instance
that's actually it's based on the criteria I guess because there's only one for that actually I think and then there's another one where you know you have your like Imperial interrogation level
right
so like Leia will pop up in the elevator and then you got to take her down to the interrogation level and then a scene will play out
right
but yeah
that's not what I'm talking about though I'm talking about like you know when it a little button pops up at the bottom and it's the rebel it's the rebel symbol and you have to go search for the rebel inside the tower or inside the Death Star if you tap on that it will play a scene and there are several of those. So like, I've seen Leia several times and I've seen Luke a bunch of times and they each have two different ones. One where you catch them and one where you don't.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it's like the one, like there's one where Leia comes out and, like the first one, she comes out the door And then the stormtroopers come after her, and she ducks back into the door, and the stormtroopers are shooting at nothing. And she, yep. and then you just see this arm poke out with a gun and take out the three stormtroopers, and then she just takes off.
She's badass. Yeah.
And then the other one is like, there's, she jumps out of the door, takes out two stormtroopers, one comes up behind her and shoots her and knocks the buns out of her hair. And they're just like hanging down. So
yeah, they just like fall.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah. So they've got a couple of little cute things like that, but overall it's Tiny Tower. And it's just Star Wars themed, and I think that made me interested in playing it.
That was my main enjoyment with it. Is the Star Wars references and just the cuteness of all the characters, I guess. But
yeah, the little
I hit a wall with it.
Really cool. Oh, did you?
Yeah, like I hit like probably level 10 or 12, as far as verticality is concerned.
Yeah.
And then after that, it just became a huge grind.
Yeah, it really is. And it's like you're always just checking in to make sure that you have products in all your places. And, you know, it kind of is getting to the point for me too, where it's a huge grind. I'm at the point where like the amount of credits that I need to build a level is approaching 100,000.
Yeah.
So it's getting to the point where it's like, okay, so I can build like one thing a day. And like I built something and it's going to take 10 hours for it to complete. It's like, come on.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's a little overboard in some cases.
But you can buy some bucks.
No, I'm not going
to
do that.
You don't want to?
No.
You don't want to spend money on a free game?
No, I don't think I do. I'm good.
A lot of people don't.
I'm good.
A lot of people don't.
I've gotten my enjoyment out of it anyway. So even if I stopped playing, it's fine.
Yeah, totally. I got a handful of hours out of it, you know, and I didn't pay a dime, and I had a good time in those handful of hours, so.
It was kind of my, laying down, going to sleep game. So it's like I break out my phone, and I would just, like mess around with Tiny Tower until I was like, okay, I'm ready to go to sleep, and I would just put my phone down and go to bed. But,
yep.
It was fun. And then, yesterday, well, last night, I should say, I ended up going to the midnight launch at Best Buy for the PS4.
Oh yeah, that came out.
That came out.
That old thing.
So there were a lot of people in line for pre-orders, and so.
Oh, I bet.
Best Buy is not known for pre-orders really around here, from what I can tell, because originally when I showed up, the line for non-pre-orders was far larger, and then as the night went on, the pre-order line got larger and larger, and the non-pre-order line got shorter and shorter. Come to find out. It's because Best Buy only got 47 extra units. Those were gone, at the midnight launch. But, everybody who pre-ordered, they basically let everyone in around 11 o'clock. Maybe closer to 11:30, and everybody paid off their stuff, got all their games and accessories and paid everything off. And then they all just like, they lined us up. And when midnight hit, they were like, all right, here's your PS4 and you go out the door. And you know, it was really, really smooth. And
see you later, bye.
It was just really well handled the way it was. Like I walked in, I was home with my PS4 by 12:10.
Oh wow!
So it was really well done the way they did it, because I was already paid up when midnight hit and they just handed it to me and I was gone. So then, and this goes back to one of the conversations that we had a couple weeks ago about, do day one patches matter? They definitely don't, because I plugged my machine up and the patch was downloaded and installed within 10 minutes and I was playing.
That's pretty
good. I think you might be the exception. All I heard last night on Twitter was people complaining about how they couldn't log in, to download this patch. And, you know, granted, Sony gave a way to, download the patch, pre-launch,
PC.
And, you know, put it on a USB drive or whatever. But like even today, like everybody who got their PlayStation 4 is here at work was struggling so hard just to get logged into to PSN so
really?
They could download this patch.
Man,
seriously,
I had
everybody
no
was
that.
Having
you yeah, still,
because
I know
you got home
people.
At 12:10 and
that's
you were on
probably
the
East Coast. What it was. And
yeah,
actually
got there way before.
Let me continue with that topic of conversation to tell you one of probably my the most annoying feature of the PS4. As I was downloading stuff, I was like, okay, well, now I've got this. Let me go. I'm going to, you know, install this game. So I picked up three games. I did the Target buy two, get one free. I got Assassin's Creed. I got Killzone and I got Knack. So I'm installing Knack and I went to the PlayStation store and I'm downloading, Resogun, and I'm downloading Contrast, and I'm downloading Sound Shapes, because it's Sound Shapes is cross-buy. So if you bought it on PS3 or whatever, like in the previous generation, you get it for free. So I was downloading that. And then, so I'm in the middle of, I start up Knack, I guess. I start up Knack, and it does, like, it doesn't take long for it to start playing. I mean, it's still installing the game, but it didn't take long for it to say, all right, here you go, go play the game. In the middle of playing Knack, all of a sudden it goes back to the home screen. Oh, PS, cannot communicate with Sony Entertainment Network. I'm like, so, I don't give a shit, what? So why did you drop me back here? And this happened several times. Like, I was chatting back and forth with John, right? We were just doing PSN messages back and forth. And I'd be in the middle of typing a message. It was just drop me back to the home screen. Cannot communicate with Sony Entertainment Network. I'm like, why are you telling me this? I don't give a fuck. Don't come back here. And, you know, you end up having to go back into whatever you're doing and do it again. It's like, it happened to me today. I was sending Travis a message and it kicked me out, said cannot communicate. And then when I went back, my message was gone. It's like, well, fuck, now I gotta type it over. Horrible, horrible, horrible decision. I don't know if this was like something that was overlooked, that didn't come up in user acceptance testing or what, but this was fucked. I was like, that is just bad. What?
Chris, I don't buy it, dude. Seriously, I think you're full of shit. I mean, you're talking about Sony here, and they have a long track record of having really stable infrastructures and network capabilities.
But okay, so in retrospect, yeah, that was very annoying, and I will continue to say that was really annoying. Because that was just a stupid move, and it should have been caught. I mean, that is a straight-up bug and should have been caught in user acceptance testing or whatever. Outside of that, I really didn't have any problems getting all this stuff working, you know? So for me, and it seems like apparently I'm in a little bit of the minority, it was pretty smooth sailing. And I know that for John it was, too, because John and I were chatting back and forth on via Messenger, like, almost
you
immediately.
You realize it's got party chat now, right?
Yeah, but I didn't hook up my, I'm not going to do party chat when, my entire family's asleep upstairs. So.
Oh yeah, I guess.
So, I was just, we were just doing quick messages back and forth. You know, it was overall a relatively good experience as far as getting the launch and then getting it home and hooking it up, and everything got downloaded pretty easily. And, I thought they said
yeah,
that,
I'm not going to lie,
I thought they said that standby mode wasn't going to be there, but it is.
It's totally there, yeah.
Okay. I thought I had heard that it
was. Yeah, they did say that in the FAQ. They said it wasn't going to be there at launch.
Yeah, it's there.
Oh, no. They said did you turn off your system?
No, I put it on standby. You hold down the button and it says put system on standby. No, that's what I did.
Two options.
Oh, really? Yeah. So it like shuts it down and goes like low power mode?
Yeah, yeah. So there's.
Okay, yeah. That wasn't supposed to be there at launch.
Yeah, it's totally there. And what
spoiling
happens.
Spoiling us. Oh, my God.
And what happens is like, so when the system is on, the LED line or whatever the fuck you want to call it, is blue. When you go into standby mode, it turns red. So it lets you know that it's in standby mode. Kind of like, does the Vita do that? I can't remember.
The Vita goes orange, I think.
Does it go orange? Okay.
I think it's orange.
So overall, I mean, as far as the system goes, the interface is good. I like the interface.
It looks a lot better than the cross media
bar. And the thing is, it's like it still has a little bit of that remnants of the cross media bar, but it's super simplified. Mm. It's like there's literally like, here's six options, and if you don't want one of these options, everything else is on that like, on that main menu screen that you see that they display. Everything else is down that. But like, if you hit up, you go to the cross quote unquote cross media bar where it has like you can get to PSN store, settings. Well, messages, notifications.
Profile, finally, the PSN like is actually unified service, not just apps. So, like, when you go to the PSN store, it's really fast.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to wait for it to friggin'
That was another thing
and...
I wanted to mention is because the PSN store is infinitely faster than the PS3.
Yeah.
I mean, the PS3 is just like...
It's not saying much, man.
Well, I know it's not, but it's really smooth. It's really smooth on the PS4. PS3 is like a dog ass piece of shit store, and PS4 is like, oh, I could use this, you know. Let me see what else.
So games.
So I didn't really get a chance to play much. I played some Killzone. It is what you would expect. It's a first person shooter.
Killzone.
It's fucking beautiful. I've gotten through like the first two chapters or so. And I'm digging it so far. They have this.
It's getting decent reviews. It's, I think it's the lowest rated Killzone right now, but it's still like, I don't.
Still see, solid. Don't, like it's a,
yeah,
really
it's
solid.
A solid game.
I don't, honestly, I don't know how to take launch game reviews, because it seems like last gen, I felt they were very lenient. When games like Cameo and Perfect Dark, some people were getting like 8s and 9s when no way. But this time it seems like, I don't know if they're being too harsh because they're launch titles. I don't know.
I think it's an expectation thing. I mean, I think people aren't doing a good job of managing expectations going into reviews. And, that's just my opinion. I mean, for me, it's like, I have very low expectations for any launch game. You know, it's like, I don't expect to get, anything major. I expect to say, oh, pretty. And that's pretty much it. You know, it's like, but Killzone is, you know, I am not a first person shooter guy, and it was pretty easy for me to pick it up and play. And I'll tell you what, that controller is significantly better than the PS3 controller. And I like the PS3 controller, so don't get me wrong. But like the grips on the sticks and everything, like the triggers. And
yeah, I like the controller.
The controller is significantly better. They made all these like little adjustments that just made it feel better.
The sticks are the big thing for me.
Me
like
too.
They made it actually tighter. There's actually more resistance on them a little bit. They feel more like the 360 resistance on the sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And this entire time I thought the reason I like the 360 controller better was because of the placement of the analog sticks, but I think it's more of the resistance they have.
Yeah.
And when I was playing, like I didn't play, they don't have Killzone on the demo stations, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But right away, that was like one of the first things I noticed. I was like, oh wow, this is actually not a super loose stick that just feels weird when I play person shooters. I actually really like the controller, like holding it. I was like, this is good. The triggers feel fucking normal.
Yeah, the triggers, finally. That was the other thing that I was going to say is like one of the things that I really, really like about the 360 controller is, and I think I mentioned this on the show, is like, when I have my index fingers on the triggers, like the closer to the palm, like that part of my finger is kind of resting on the bumper. So I can hit the bumper anyway. Well, when I rest my fingers on the triggers for the PS4 controller, I kind of get that same effect. I don't have that. It doesn't have that clicking, and that clicking is satisfying for me on the 360 controller.
And I don't, that's not there on the Xbox One controller.
Really?
As far as I can remember, I don't know if Jason can confirm it, but when I was playing it, I don't remember the bumpers having that kind of click, which I kind of liked on the bumper.
I did too. It gave
no
you
no clicky.
Yeah, no clicky. Yeah, it definitely no made clicky, it yeah. easy to tell if you hit it or not.
Oh, there is. Yeah,
there is
one,
a clicky.
Yeah, listen.
Okay, cool.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Good.
Okay.
Good. But yeah.
Ultra.
Okay. So yeah, Killzone is Killzone. So if you it is what you expect probably. But it's just super fucking beautiful.
You can't go wrong with it if you want a good,
yeah.
like, showpiece.
If you want a good
game,
showpiece, and it's it is a good, competent first-person shooter, and, I'm having fun with it, so I'm definitely going back to that. The other game I played was Knack.
I played Knack demo.
Knack is getting torn up.
And
I think, I think it's an expectation thing. I mean, I went in with very low expectations, and it's not a great game, but it's not a bad game. Either. It's old school.
It's the Cameo.
Exactly. It's an old school 3D platformer. That's what it is.
Yep.
So far I've gone through probably about 3 chapters and it's fun. I mean, it's mindless.
I see. You thought it was fun. I played this a couple weeks, it was about a week and a bit ago. And, I played the demo, which is 2 levels. And I put it down. I was like, that was not fun at all. Like, I was like, okay, maybe it's just because of the demo. And because it was early, I even put it on Twitter. I'm like, I played some Knack. I thought it was very, very meh. I thought, okay, I'm going to hear it now because whatever. I'm like, if this game comes out with like fucking like 8s and 9s, I'm going to like look like the biggest idiot. But then review second, I'm like, hey, I'm not the only
you
one.
And fun,
like,
Shorny.
I'm like, I don't think it was fun at all. I felt it was like.
Yeah, and I understand that. I do. I mean, it's definitely going to be it's going to be your experience will vary from person to person. But, I look at it as it's like Jason said, it's the Cameo. I think it's that it's just it's a basic 3D platformer that has basic combat, which is just like punch, punch, punch. And that's pretty much it. I think it's, I'm not sure if it's that I think it's fun or if it's just kind of neat. Maybe that's it. I don't know, but.
What did you find neat about it?
I like the effect of Knack.
Yeah, there's
whole,
brief
like,
moments like during effects. Yeah, the particle stuff where it's like, oh, that's really cool looking.
Yeah, and that's, and I think that might be part of it. So, I mean, at this point, it's hard to really tell because I've only played, you know, an hour and a half of it or whatever. But, you know, I'm still going to play it. You know, I'll make my own decision.
Oh, you may as well.
Yeah. And, you know, reviews are mostly bad, but there are some that are, you know, I know that, Jason G.I. gave it an 8 something. And,
yeah. Yeah. Helgeson, who reviewed it, he likes the old school platformers.
Yeah. And that's what it is. I mean, if you are into the old school platformers, you're going to have fun with this game. And that's what it is. You know? So think Ratchet and Clank without all the cool weapons. That's pretty much what it is.
I was going to say, think Ratchet and Clank without any even the cool platforming, at least from the demo. Yeah. The demo, you weren't doing any cool platforming at all. Like, to me, this is what I said on Twitter. It felt like Disney Infinity, but less basic than that and without characters that you know and love. So it's like.
And cheaper.
Yeah, I guess that's.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Disney Infinity is ridiculous.
Yeah, Infinity is ridiculous. We're actually.
Yeah, but
we're getting
but Disney
Infinity for
like,
Christmas.
it's like the same thing. It's like a two button type thing. Basic attacks, jump, whatever.
The special attacks and stuff too.
Yeah. But it's just, I don't know. I was like, wow. Like, I mean, it looks really clean. That's for sure. They didn't blow me away graphically.
I don't think they were trying to. I think they were going for more of. I think the style plays well to the game. You know,
I like the art style.
Yeah, the art style plays well for what the game is. And again, it's nothing. You know, it's not going to blow you away by any means. But you know, it's competent. I would say that you know, if you are into that old school 3D platformer, it might be worth a pickup. If you're not,
yeah.
Maybe you want to try it when it's like 20, 30 bucks.
Or when it's going to be on PS Plus.
For free, in like a month and a half when it's free for PS Plus.
Yeah. I think that'll be the first retail game on PS Plus.
I wouldn't be surprised. You're probably right. I did not play Assassin's Creed yet. I have a feeling
It's good.
I have a feeling I'm really going to enjoy it.
From what I played.
So I'm in the same boat as you, Jeff, because I haven't played one since 2.
Since 2?
And I wasn't going to buy this one, but I started watching reviews. And, and stuff like that. And I was like, this looks really fun.
Yeah.
So I kind of took a risk and just went ahead and bought it. And we'll see what I think of it.
Really go wrong. I mean, it's one of the better, it's been getting really good reviews. And it's the PlayStation 4 one seems to be like the one to play. So you can't really go wrong with that there.
So.
And now you weren't going to buy Battlefield 4. I mean, come on. No. You already had Killzone.
Yeah. So. I got my, my first person shooter quota for the year, I think. Till Destiny comes out. Oh, I can't wait for the game.
Yep.
But
more about that in news.
Yeah, but I take that back. I played some Rezogun, so that was.
Yeah, that looks fun. That looks really good.
There we go.
That game is really good. I was super surprised, but it's like Defender on crack.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, and I probably played it for about 30 minutes. I only went through like the first couple stages or whatever. It's probably less than that, but. It was.
So you're about a sixth of the way through.
Yeah.
It's short.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. It's really short. I'm sure it is. But it was fun. You know, it was fun. It was really, lots of just crazy effects going on. It was just like shit happening everywhere and.
So many voxels.
It's the Geometry Wars, I think, of this launch. Like, it's like arguably the best launch title for the console that no one expected. I guess people
and
kind
it's
of
free.
I mean, they have a good track record. Exactly.
And it's free.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
for
really
PS
awesome.
Plus.
For PS Plus, it's free. But I mean, you're going to get it because there's 30 days of PS Plus in the box, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you have to pay Plus for online now. So it's going to be most people are probably going to get Plus. Yeah.
And then I also played, Warframe a little bit. And I know that, we talked about that.
So how is that on PS4?
So I do like it better on PS4 because it's, I don't have to go back and forth from keyboard to keyboard, but it still needs a lock on really bad for melee attacks. Cause it's like the melee attacks.
You slide around.
Yeah. Cause you go right through people, man. And it's like you swing that sword and that sword is arguably your best weapon. And you get up to a dude and you swing and if you miss, you're just like 10 feet away from him now. And of course I'm exaggerating, but you know, that's really the only thing it needs. But I'm really interested in playing it with other people. So I'll probably hook up with John because I know he downloaded it too.
Is it 4-player co-op?
It is 4-player co-op.
Yeah.
So, that'll be one of my goals for before next week. But,
graphically, did you see any difference? It seemed like there was a lot of texture loading.
I
when I played it
didn't notice Really?
Like a lot of, yeah, lazy loading with the textures.
Probably.
I didn't really get that on PC.
Is it Unreal 3?
Eventually.
I don't remember.
Eventually, it ended up looking pretty much like my PC when I played it on PC. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As far as I can remember.
I don't know. It locked up my PS4 the first time I tried to install it. So.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Yeah.
I installed Contrast too, but I haven't tried that yet.
I didn't know. I thought that was PS4 exclusive.
No, it's coming out on Steam. Well, yeah, it should be out on Steam.
Apparently, it's already seen. It came out on Xbox Live today too.
There really? You go.
Interesting.
Yeah, I had no idea. Like, I played that at the demo station. I played like through it, and I was like, it's kind of cool. It's not really my thing, but
it's buggy as fuck. But there's some charm there, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the art style. I like the whole idea of like jumping on the shadows and stuff. Being like a shadow person, that was kind of cool. But
yeah.
It didn't blow me away one way or the other, but I was like, hey, this is kind of neat. It's free for PS Plus, so I would not download it. So
yeah. Most enjoyment I got, it was just the aesthetics, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, there's great music. Love the look of stuff, but I mean, gameplay and just technically that game is, it's pretty rough.
No, really?
Not a big
fan. I think it was a
fan.
Quick, probably, up port, I'm guessing. I don't know. I haven't read reviews of the Xbox or PC version yet, so I don't really know, but who knows.
But, you know, that's another one of those pseudo-free ones.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely go check it out. I mean, like I said, I love the art style, and I'm really actually kind of intrigued to in regards to the story. So, yeah, I want to play it all the way through, but I might struggle with it a little bit. We'll see.
That's launch for you, man.
Yeah.
Man, a lot of those games are struggle for a bit.
That's it for me, though.
All right.
So
that's it for the first half. Jesus.
Let's do some news. That's not even the first half yet, man. Fuck.
Oh, my God.
We'll blaze through news here. We're basically going to be educating Chris here because Chris has been kind of doing
I've been out of the loop the past week and a half, so educate me. Okay. Educate me.
And honestly, like, I have a lot of news, but a lot of it's pertaining to kind of like recent shit, so we can kind of go right through this pretty quickly. Once I pull up my fucking news thing. Here we go. So, Sony, last night, which is weird, launch night, they had like an event, which they had some announcements. So some of the announcements that came out of this were, Metal Gear Solid, 5, or I should say Metal Gear, what's the one that's coming? Phantom Pain, yeah.
The Soldiers one of Deja Vu.
Yeah, so whatever it is, the PS4 version is going to have an exclusive skin, which is like the original Solid Snake, and a Deja Vu mission. So whatever that means.
So it's a remake of the first mission in the original Metal Gear Solid or something like that, probably.
Probably, and you're getting Blaze the original Snake. So that's going to be exclusive to PS4. Uncharted was officially announced for the PS4.
There's a surprise.
They showed a teaser. Yeah, not surprising at all. they officially announced The Last of Us DLC, which I am actually very excited about just because it is single-player DLC, and that's kind of what I wanted from it. And I'm going to definitely check that out. I don't think they set a release date. This is something they also announced, which I thought this was already a fact. I guess, I don't know. Well, you guys tell me if I'm crazy, but they officially said the Destiny beta was coming to the PS3 and PS4 first. I thought that was always the case.
I don't think so. I think, yeah.
Oh, really?
I feel like I heard that before, though.
Yeah, I always thought.
Maybe we just assumed it, Jeff?
I think
it's
so.
It's possible
that
we just assumed
they're
it.
So tied to, just because they're so tied to PS4, I just assume that
it's going
to be.
You guys are so smart. Oh, my God.
Oh, I know. Oh, my God.
We are
in
the know.
Crazy.
Jason, didn't you know?
Towerfall, which is pretty much the only reason to own an Ouya.
You no longer need to own an Ouya.
No, you can. That's coming exclusively to the PS4. That's that really cool game where you play against people with, I think you have a bow and arrow, and you're kind of shooting people, and you can like just dive kick. It's like really fast moving.
The game is super legit. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've never played it, but it looks kind of cool. But that's going to be coming.
This might be the killer app.
Sorry, to
for
PS4.
PlayStation.
Yeah. It looks fun, man. I'm not going to lie. It looks like a good party game.
It's great.
Infamous Second Son has an official launch date of March 21st. So,
one day before my birthday.
First day of spring.
Go. And that means anytime I get a PS4 before that date, I will be happy. Anytime after that date, I will be very sad face.
I'm going to tell my wife that should be my anniversary gift.
There you go.
Because March 21st is our anniversary, so.
this is kind of a thing, more of like a heads up. There's been a lot of people reporting, well, not a lot, some people reporting about the PS4 flashing red light. This is more of a don't worry, it's basically the system is telling you that it's on the verge of overheating. It's kind of like a warning. So if you see your PS4 flashing the red light, basically turn it off, give it some time to cool down. If you happen to have in a shitty ventilated place or like on your carpet or something, Aces, or something along those lines, that's what it means. So, because people are kind of overreacting, be like, oh my god, I'm getting this flashing red light, the console is like slowing down, it's gonna die. It's just kind of like its warning thing. So, don't go crazy yet. Not yet.
You should. That's pretty legit.
It is.
I mean, fucking A.
But at least it's a warning, though. At least it's like, okay, hey, we are overheating, so turn this shit off. You know?
We made a system without good airflow. Here's a heads up.
Hey, well, there's a lot packed into that small little box, man.
I know.
I know.
Remove
I'm not,
the fucking
no,
bar
worry,
supply.
Don't.
I'm okay with a brick. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. The brick goes behind the fucking TV and shit anyway. You're not going to see it, but they had to throw it in there. Right. Another thing is, a lot of people have been reporting that there's been HDMI output problems. I know definitely IGN has had a couple of their systems just not work. One thing they found out, though, is because I guess there's a piece of, I don't have a PS4, so Chris or Jason might have to confirm this, but apparently where there's the HDMI out, there's a piece of metal that sometimes can be kind of like dislodged when you first get your system.
Yeah.
When you put it in, it basically pushes that to the back of the HDMI slot, which stops it from going in all the way. So if you're hooking up your PS4 for the first time, make sure your HDMI...
Look at any HDMI port, actually. Port. You'll see that it's actually, it's like a folded piece of metal. And down at the bottom, mm-hmm. like right in the middle, you'll see a little line. That's where it meets up. So apparently it's like bent up a little tiny bit
these
systems. So it prevents it from going in all the way. But
Yes. So double check that, kind of push it down. So that'll get rid of a lot of those problems. Cause a lot of people were freaking out that, oh my God, a lot of these, like, cause the Taco Bell, contest, they had their PS4 shipped out a few days ago. And there was a few people that had like all these issues, and people were like, oh my God, it's like, like the Red Ring of Death all over again. Like, no, it's just, you know, calm down. And it's only like 0.4% right now. 0.04, some shit. Anywho.
That's doubled since the last time I checked, though.
Is it?
Oh my God.
It's weird because
there's
how many more out
there. This
is
a trend. Yeah.
also, Microsoft said that the gaming with gold or games with gold is going to be also for Xbox One. So I was like, fucking thank God.
That's pretty big news right there.
Yeah, that's like, okay, they're finally saying, hey, you know what? There's a lot of value in PSN right now, especially now that they are charging for online now, but they're still giving out free fucking games. They're like, well, we kind of have to do that now too, or else we're going to look like big douches. And the best part? They're not going to be old ass games because
they're for Xbox
everything's
One.
New now.
Everything's going to be new. Yeah. Unless they don't start doing this till like 2018. So,
which could still happen.
Yeah. But they said no. They said it's obviously not going to be day one, but they said, yep, no, that's going to carry over. So that's kind of cool. So there you go. Pay for platforms now, guys. Go for
Yay.
It. Yay. That's basically all the news that we kind of rushed through there. Do you guys have any little comments on any of those that we didn't kind of cover or anything else?
I don't think so.
That's the big shit anyway, I think.
Cool.
All right.
I don't know if you guys covered this last week, actually. I heard that Diablo 3 for PS4, you're going to be able to transfer your save file.
Did we talk about that last week?
I don't think we did.
You might have. I haven't listened to the show.
I didn't pat myself on the back and be like, remember I called this shit?
Oh,
and everyone's like, no,
I
don't see
Blizzard
doing that. They'll do it to PC first, then it'll come to PS3 or PS4. It's like, nah. Anyway, so hey, wait, what happened, Chris? What are they doing?
Apparently your save file will transfer to PS4.
Yes. So. And
that's
what else?
Cool.
I don't know. That's all I know.
It's coming with the expansion.
Right. Yeah, okay. So there you go.
And?
That's... Continue.
What
there's
else
like,
do you
there's
want?
Like three more game modes that are being added
Quit
to it.
While you're ahead.
There's three more game modes?
No, there's a cool game mode, actually. One of my, managers actually at work told me about this. Let's just say Jason's like playing Diablo. There's some kind of like rare creature or something will come in there.
Yeah.
And crazy overpowered. If it kills Jason, it'll randomly go to someone on his friends list who has the game.
That's awesome.
And go into their game next, double the power. But if you kill it, it guarantees two legendary drops that are going to be awesome.
That's pretty
But
neat.
If it kills that person, again, it goes up in power, goes on another person, their friends list who's playing the game, randomly enters their game next time they're playing. So even if you're not playing with them online.
Oh, wow.
So, and it can happen anytime. So you could be like in a party with four and then of a random like four people and this creature can come in, you probably have way better chance of killing it. But I'm like, that's kind of cool. It's like something hunting you. It basically hunts your character. and goes down like your friends list. I'm like, that's pretty awesome.
That is pretty neat.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's, yeah.
Isn't there something about you get like a shareable legendary or something like that?
I think
like,
so. You get like crazy shit from it. And you, yeah, I think you like might a be able new to share it from people drops, that it's killed.
Right. And only. Like it'll drop an additional one, but you can't equip that one. You have to share it with somebody share on your somebody. Friends list.
And I think it has to be shared with somebody who it killed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't like know. There's some weird shit going on. There's some I'm weird intrigued. Shit, but... I will start playing it again. Because this sounds pretty neat.
Does sound pretty
cool. Did they talk about an upgrade program of any sort?
No, they did not mention that. No.
So, triple dip on this game, apparently. God, man.
Well, the way I look at it, how much would the expansion be by itself? Probably $40, $30?
Yeah, exactly.
Probably 30, yeah. I would expect 30.
If they charge 60 for it, depending on how much they get on trade in, I don't know, but $40, $50, I might do the dip. So
yeah, and if I can transfer my save from the PS3 version, then you know it makes sense because it's just like buying the expansion.
It's locked it in on me. I'm definitely getting on a PS4, 100%.
Yeah, and they said it's gonna be 60 frames, 1080p native, so that's good. To
better
know.
Fucking be.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, the current gen is 60 frames, so this better.
Is the current gen 60 frames?
Yeah,
okay. Yep. 720p though, right? So.
Yeah,
that's okay though. But yeah, cool. I like that. So good deal.
Word. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about next gen a little bit. We'll talk about what some of you folks have told us. And we'll do some listener email, new releases, listener email, and we'll talk about it.
Okay, that's good. It's time to wake up. Thank you.
And welcome back.
You welcome back.
And you welcome back.
I got my second cup of coffee for this show.
Excellent.
That's good after only 3.5 hours of sleep. It's too damn late. So let's do some email. So Jeff, you put this out there, right? So this was a...
It's kind of like an open... Because, I mean, we talked about it. We're going to do like a... This would be like the PS4. Next week will be like the Xbox. But Jason brought up a good point saying like, well, it doesn't really leave a lot of time for people to actually try out the consoles, like regarding any kind of like mishaps online. Like today we saw for PS4. Next week's probably going to happen for Xbox. And people who work all day, they don't get time. So you just kind of have like an open question of the week. Just next gen shit for the next like basically 3 weeks and just say what people think, what, you know, how people are doing, what they think. They happy, they not happy, whatever.
Well, let's find out. We got a few emails.
All right.
Are they clapping Jason. Their hands? Yeah. You want me to read something?
Sure.
Go for it.
I got
read
something
some text.
Right here. This one's from Animated Fan, he says. Hey guys.
Hey.
It's me, Animated Fan. I wanted to write to ask you guys a simple question. With the two brand new consoles looming on the horizon, what do you think will be the last game that you play from this current generation before you completely move on to the next generation? Sincerely, me, Animated Fan.
Completely.
That's a tough question. Super tough. I don't know what's coming out. So.
Yeah.
We're so far away from being done with this generation. Like, yeah. Even last night, yeah, we heard about DLC for Last of Us.
And
Yeah. Okay, I wanted to ask you guys a question. Do you think a Last of Us sequel is in the future, or do you think that's something that stands
alone? I think there's going to be another game. I just hope it's with new characters in the same universe. I want Ellie and the Joel thing to be done. I think that was a perfect way to end the game. Leave it at that. I don't want to see what happens after that story, because I just think it was, you know, one of those games I think should just be left as it is. But I want to play another game by Naughty Dog in that universe with different characters.
I agree with that. And I think Naughty Dog's been pretty clear about, you know, this is it for, you know, Joel and Ellie, even though they're doing stuff with Ellie in the DLC. And, you know, Naughty Dog kind of gets their way with anything. Like, Sony's just like,
they have the green light to do whatever they want to.
Yeah, right. Pretty much.
Whereas, you know, a lot of studios, you know, the publisher is very insistent upon making sequel after sequel,
and
you know, churning out the same stuff. I think Naughty Dog has enough clout, you know, with Sony and that they can say,
Last
no,
of Us
I'm
did
sorry,
very, very well. True. Did very well for a new IP. I'm pretty sure it did better than the Uncharted games, to be honest. And it might be the whole, like, maybe zombie influence, I don't know, but it did very fucking good for a new IP and the type of game it is. So, I think they got the green light. Do whatever the fuck they want to. Take as much time as they want to. And I'm excited.
When you make stuff that's as high quality as what they make, you know, they're going to let you do
They can do what the fuck they want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's kind of dodging the question, though, I guess.
Well, no, I'm not saying that's going to be...
Yeah. I was just out of curiosity.
If we're not counting DLC, the only game on my radar I could possibly see buying in current gen is probably Lords of Shadow 2. Maybe that was being the last one. Maybe.
I will definitely be buying that one. And it really just depends on what else comes out next year. But I have a feeling that the next game that I buy, the last game that I buy like on launch day of the game for the previous generation systems will be next year. I can't envision myself.
Yeah, this year I'm not going to buy anything else.
I can't envision anything in 2015, for instance, coming out that I would want to buy on day one.
No. Because even though the systems will go to that point and you have new games, so it's probably going to be
It's going to be all sports games.
Yeah, it'll be cross-gen shit where it's like they get the weird
movie tie-in games and bullshit like that. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's a tough call. And, you know, as of right now, it's, you know.
As of right now, it'd be Batman Origins. I don't see myself buying anything else. After that,
mine's gonna be Street Fighter, man. Come on,
mine'll be Castlevania, definitely. So,
You know what? There's a part of me that really thinks and hopes that Street Fighter Ultra, I can't remember what the fuck it's called, Ultra Street Fighter 4. I'm just holding out that is also gonna come out on next gen.
I think it will.
So,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and. With the stick, I'm not going to buy another stick, but I'm sure hopefully by that time they'll have dual mod stuff available so I can just dual mod it. Because I'll probably stick with the PlayStation peoples on that one just because we know a lot more people that play on PlayStation for for fighting games, so we'll see what happens.
I don't know. I'm switching to PC. Fuck these next gen consoles.
Done.
The master race, the PC. Yeah.
The master race, nice. Alright, let's keep
going. Okay, alright, so here comes another email. This one says, hey guys, picked up the PS4 at the midnight launch at EB last night. Lineup was pretty long. The priority line alone was like 200 plus people.
Wow.
And I'm guessing he went to the young and the, this is from Mike Strife, by the way. He lives also in Toronto. So I'm guessing this might have been at like the main flagship EB store in Toronto. So they probably got a shitload of consoles. Anyway, 200 plus people, and then there was another line outside the store. I had already picked up everything but the system before launch. I grabbed an extra controller, a chat headset, camera, Killzone, Assassin's Creed, and Call of Duty. Wow. I only got Call of Duty because of the promotion that I'm sure Jeff has already talked about on the show. Good on you, Mike.
Yes, yes he has.
PSN was up and down all night. Luckily, I downloaded the 900 megabyte update file from the support website the day before launch so I could install off a key. Side note, I really hope, I know it's not going to happen, but I hope Microsoft does the same thing, but I don't think
they're
going to.
Okay, so, quick.
Oh, God.
Just notice.
Yeah. They don't make USB keys that big, usually.
Yeah. They don't. Pretty so huge. 900 megs, I assume that's just because it was the download from the site? Because it downloaded 300. From PSN, yes.
I heard 500, but.
Okay. It might have been, but it was not 900, I can tell you that.
Quick question for you though, Chris. Did you try and play any games before downloading this update?
Actually I didn't.
You didn't? You cannot play any fucking games.
That's messed up.
So that is really messed up.
So it's the same thing as like X-Bone's gonna be next week. It's
exactly. And that's what everybody's bitching about. It's like, oh God, you gotta hop online, activation, all this and that. Screw this.
So if you don't have an online connection, technology. You can't play anything on PS4 either?
No. Discbone won't even show up. Like I put in Knack, like a fresh retail PS4, and it didn't even show up in like the menu system like it normally does, right? So
like
any network functions, you know, you cannot even try and sign in until you get this big patch as well.
And right? they literally said like it's not mandatory. They said we recommend everybody to get it.
Oh no, they said that you should be able to play a game while it's downloading the patch.
Yeah.
But it sounds like that was.
But
not
you still
true
need
either.
An online connection though, which is just like we knew that was coming for X-Bone because they were open about that like months ago. But I thought, I was under the impression that the PS4 was kind of like you didn't have to have it to play
games.
Yeah, me
too. I thought it was going to work out of the box.
Discs were completely useless on, and this is not like a dev kit or a test kit or anything like that.
Retail.
This is, you know, the blue and white box.
Yeah.
You know, just,
that's a sexy
it up,
box.
Tried to put it in
way.
A disc and nothing showed up as soon as I put it in Knack. But it prompted me for an update. And as soon as I got in the update, then Knack was showing and then I could do whatever. But,
And the geek side, I really like the packaging for the PS4. I think that's a sexy ass slim box. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it was. It came in a nice little package, and I know you guys were talking about the brick and everything like that. But after hooking all my shit back up, I really appreciate the fact that there isn't one. So
I can see that. It's a nice slick little system,
and
it's
no,
super
I mean
light
like the
stuff
box,
too,
like,
but
not the actual console. I mean like the actual physical box that comes in.
What was weird is there's no Ethernet cable in there.
What?
There's no Ethernet cable.
It's got Wi-Fi, so.
Yeah, it's got Wi-Fi.
Oh, it's got Wi-Fi built in. Yeah, there you go.
That was one of the reasons I rearranged my living room so I can get all of my consoles and everything that I needed wired because all my shit was wireless.
Atta boy. Good. Gotcha.
So everything's wired now. And my download speeds have tripled. That's
great. As they should. On with the email. He says, I actually haven't played with it that much yet, so I'll just give some general observations. The updated UI is really nice too, but it takes some getting used to finding out where things are. One annoying thing that it took from the Vita, though, is showing a tile for every physical game you've played, even though you'd need the disc in the system to play it. Okay.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So I guess.
And you can't categorize anything either. It just kind of shows up there.
I'm sure that's going to come in the next firmware update or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's something that the 360 kind of does that too. If you look at your recently played, it's like it shows all the recently played, but you still have to have the game disc in there to play it. So I guess kind of like a different version way of doing that, I guess. Mm-hmm. I think it's basically just showing, these are the last games you played, I guess. I don't know. PS Store is still the disorganized mess that the PS3 one is. That, Chris, I don't know if you can, or Jason, if you guys can.
So it's the same store.
Yeah.
It's just much snappier on the PS3.
So it's quicker.
It is the same store.
It's faster.
I think it's still shit. I think it's better than what its current incarnation is on the PS3. I still think it's a sludgy fucking mess. Like, you know, as I'm scrolling through stuff, it's constantly doing that, you know, that buffering, like trying to bring in images and shit.
Yeah.
That made me network dependent, whatever. But even stuff that I've preloaded, like I've had that entire line of like stuff in the store loaded. As I'm scrolling back and forth between that, it still does that whole buffering thing. It's like, can't you keep that in cache or something like that? But it just seems very laggy whenever I'm scrolling through stuff. I don't know.
I guess from the standpoint of like comparing the store from looking at the store on PS3 compared to looking at the store on PS4,
well,
it is a huge jump. I mean, infinitely better. But it's still better just to go online to Sony Entertainment Network and buy the shit off the web store.
Yeah, true.
It's still easier to do that.
I mean, if you guys remember, like the current, you know, PS3 or PSN on PS3 was a huge downgrade from what it was previously. Like that was pretty snappy, you know, and it wasn't the best to look
one.
At.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Works a lot better. And
the
then
new one's terrible.
Took that huge, yeah, that.
I don't know why backwards. They changed it. Yeah, it was bad.
So it's still not nearly as good as it was previously.
I would still rather navigate the store on my Vita. You know, it's like I can't
buy
things.
The Vita's got a way better store.
Like, seriously.
The Vita store is significantly better.
Even though it's kind of gimped and like it doesn't show you everything that.
Yeah, it doesn't show.
Anyway, but yeah, I'm not super impressed with the.
Okay,
UI
so you're falling in the same thing as like Mike saying basically it's still a disorganized mess and just not.
Oh yeah, the store is not. It's no different. It's just faster.
Gotcha, but still got some lag issues, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just
wholeheartedly on my side. Still driving me nuts.
He says, Contrast and Resogun are free for PS Plus users, which are two games I was going to buy anyway, so that was a nice touch.
Oh, nice.
Also, if you have Flower on the PS3, you get the PS4 version free. A+.
I did not experience that. I tried to go in and get Flower, and it did not let me.
Huh.
Did you buy Flower?
I did buy Flower on PS3.
You didn't share it? Not that it would matter. I'm not sure if that makes a difference.
I don't know. I don't think that matters. But I did buy it on PS3. It did not show up.
Oh, okay, that's weird. Resogun is a pretty fun shooter, kind of like Defense. Kind of like Defender meets Super Stardust.
Yeah, I agree.
It does look really fucking good.
It's
lots
fun,
of particles. I like particles. They're cool.
Lots of little cubes.
Also, that Octodad game is really crazy. It's not that fun to play, but it's loads of fun watching someone else try to play it.
I can see that.
I don't get that. So, it's not that fun to play, but I guess when you're watching someone try, does that mean it's just.
It's
terrible?
Awkward to control. It's not a terrible game. And that, I mean, the awkwardness that, you know, results from you trying to make him do something is the fun in it, I guess.
Okay. Is that part of like, that game design? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's intentional. Yeah. He's like completely just like falling over himself. Almost literally, he's a fish out of water, right? You know, he's
exactly.
on land and trying to like act like a human and just completely fucking up.
Shit, that's pretty funny. All right, he says having games installed when you put the disc, when you put in the disc, and not having to wait for that to finish to start and play the game is actually very cool. But the disc drive is actually fairly loud, not as annoying as a Super Slim. I've never experienced that, but when it's installing the data, you can hear it during quiet times in games.
Yeah, the Super Slim is definitely louder.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what
you
I
have
got.
One
Super
now,
Slim.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a Super Slim. The Super Slim disc drive is very loud.
I could see that, I guess, because it's almost open. It's just that thin layer of plastic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But in retrospect, it's still quieter than the old PS3 Fat that I had.
Yeah.
When the fan kicks into high gear, it's still a lot quieter than that.
Yeah, my Fat's loud. My original Slim is pretty quiet though. Like my first generation.
The original
Slims
I believe, are the quietest of the.
Yeah, three. They're pretty good. The new trophy.
Trophies.
The new trophy list is actually pretty neat. It syncs really quickly. Pull down. Oh, thank God. Tawny was just literally 20 minutes ago trying to sync up her trophy. She's like, why is this taking so long? I'm like,
it sucks.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
That's what
happens when it's an afterthought.
It shouldn't have to sync anyway. Why is it still syncing? I'm actually a question because
I don't have.
Like on
I don't have an answer for
like
that.
On 360, it's like you get an achievement. There's no syncing. It just automatically throws it on the server, and you can.
Right, but you have achievements for just one console. Trophies are three different consoles now.
Yeah, even, but it was syncing way before there was a Vita.
I think there's still that sync going on.
Agree with you. The PS3 is because the trophies were an afterthought.
Yeah.
So I think that has a lot to do with it. But for PS4, you still need to sync because you need to get the trophies from that you may have gotten
on
your other two consoles. Right.
That's still weird to me, though. It's.
I think they could hide it better. You know? And I'm sure that the 360 still
does disagree.
It in the background.
Yeah, it just doesn't show it. It's not like, yeah. Right.
Anyway, I do not disagree.
It pulled down all my PS3 trophies in like 10 seconds, even with the PSN's problems. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's a lot faster than I've ever had to sync trophies.
No kidding. PS3 trophies syncing
Well,
is like
I have
ridiculous.
Plus now, so it does it automatically. So when I'm sleeping. it also adds a new column to the list for trophy rarity, which looks like it's based on how many people that played the game have earned that trophy.
That's
kind of
cool.
Neat. I like that.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Have you guys ever experienced that on Steam?
No.
Take a look.
I don't
at some
follow
of the
Steam my
Steam achievements.
Trophies at all.
Yeah. You'll see like a percentage of how many people have actually gotten that achievement. They're doing this on PlayStation 4 now. It's
really
a really
cool.
Very cool.
I like it.
That's all I jumped out of me. I'm setting it up at work later today to show everyone here. The only problem with that is there isn't really anything exciting local multiplayer games. Mike Strife.
Thank you, Mike.
Is Killzone not local multiplayer?
Probably not. Killzone, Jason, you would probably know best, I think, because of everybody playing it, I guess. Is that co-op, Killzone?
I don't think the new one is.
I don't think so, yeah.
Three
was. Previously, yeah, but not on this one.
Yeah.
I think the multiplayer is just kind of by the numbers from what I've been hearing, but.
Yeah.
I've heard that the map layout is not really good at all. That's just from all the reviews I've seen. They're like, they seem to take some steps backward for some weird reason.
Hmm.
But I'm still gonna buy that game when I get my PS4. I like
Killzone. It looks great.
It's still pretty.
And I like pretty. I am a little bit of a graphics whore. I am buying Rise, let me remind you. So,
it was basically free.
I'm still gonna get, I'm just, you know what? There's still a lot of outlets out there that really liked it, and I'm like,
All right.
If anything, I'll be like, here, check this out. And if they ask to play it, I'll be like, no.
No,
we're going to move on to
this
watch
part.
It.
Check out this part. Just let me do this one thing.
Yeah. Okay. Let me hit this X button.
See
all right,
that?
Cool.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't that look so good? Let me try it.
X. Nope. Okay, circle. Yep.
I mean, I hit circle, but I mean.
But I mean, I didn't have to
hit
circle.
If I hit X. Something even cooler would have happened, maybe. Except for the same exact thing that happened.
All right, you gotta play. No, we'll play some Forza now. We'll play some Forza 5. There we go. Play that. Yeah. Some killer.
Forza's fucking. Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Looks good.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Looks good.
All right, so here's the next email. This is the last one for Question of the Week, by the way, so we're gonna get through this one.
All right.
Sorry if the email is not well put together. I was at the Midnight launch.
Yeah.
Hey, Indus peeps. Happy PS4 day.
Happy PS4
about
day?
The base system, plus controller, plus I, plus AC4.
That's awesome.
My thoughts on the PS4. Love it, man.
Cool.
Looks like a lot of the problems happening in regards to the dependability defects are happening from deliveries. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but.
I think he's going for the HDMI thing.
Yeah.
No way. No fucking way.
It sort of bums me out that I had to order a DAC.
What is that?
What's a DAC?
Basically a converter for the Toslink, which is.
Oh, optical. It's for the Toslink. Yep. Right. So, cause there's no analog out.
Right.
Okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
RCA to stereo. Okay. Yeah. But hey, I can deal with the progress change. It's good, right? Lol. for now, I'm playing the audio
piping.
Through the controller.
Piping
while
the audio.
Playing.
Piping.
This works pretty well, actually. So
I didn't know that you can actually play the game audio through the controller.
Yeah, so check this out. So it's got that super shitty like mono speaker, like the
earbud.
Old school cell phone, earbud things. But it's got just like a normal 3.5mm jack. So like any headset that you could ever use on like a phone or something like that.
Okay.
And this is one of the first things that I tested out because, when we were streaming, it's like, you know, you've got the only, microphone you have is from that stupid thing. So we plugged in one of those like Mad Cats, like Kunai, the super cheap, the low end ones.
Yep.
Yeah. And they work fucking great. So yeah, so you can pipe game audio and do all of your chat, your microphone and everything through
the controller.
Yep. Through the controller. That's and it sounds just fine.
That's pretty awesome.
That is really cool.
So I don't even buy that fucking earbud thing. Seriously, get rid of
that. Well, you get it for free, but don't try it. You're saying don't try it? Yeah, don't even bother with it.
Go get something
else. I didn't
know
that. Seriously. That's really cool. That is really cool that it plays the audio through that. That's very awesome.
You have to set it up in your settings first, because normally I think by default it only pipes in chat audio, right. But once you flip that switch, everything goes through your headset.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Trivia question. Can you guys name another console that did audio?
Sega Genesis. Controller?
3DO.
Oh, no. 3DO.
Was it 3DO? Right. Yeah, Genesis did it through the console.
Yeah, Genesis had, the original one had the jack on the console. Mm-hmm. That thing was handy. But 3DO, I remember that. It had the auto jack on the controller.
That's how I played, Star Control 2.
Yeah, man.
Oh, so good. So good.
Okay, so let me see. I've had Friday off to play all day while drinking Johnny Walker.
Nice.
The graphics are as promised. I have contrast, resogun, and AC4. I'm very impressed with AC4. Things I've done just because I can. Logged into PSN, and my profile via the PlayStation Eye with facial recognition. Mm-hmm. All right. Downloaded resogun.
Is it called the PlayStation Eye?
No, I think it's the PlayStation 4 camera.
Yeah, I don't
know. So the previous cameras, just to clarify, the previous cameras do not work with this new system.
Right. And the facial recognition is a little bit different than the Kinect facial recognition. You have to put it in like a box and like tilt your head weird. I don't know why they do that. Why do you have to tilt your head?
I don't remember asking me to tilt my head. I don't know.
I haven't seen anything on it. So
it's weird. It's like it does do the facial recognition to sign you in, but you have to hold the controller and then it basically shows this little smiley face with a tilted box and you have to basically match your face up with the box, which I don't get why it's tilted. That's the only part that is weird.
I've seen three people do it, and the box has never been tilted. It's always been a straight up rectangular.
Yeah, I've seen the tilted one. Why is it tilted?
That's strange.
Yeah.
I don't know. Downloaded Resogun and Contrast while playing AC4.
That's cool. How you can download more than one thing at one time now. That's really cool.
I also love that it downloads more than one thing for each game. That's great and not at all confusing. Well, downloading Contrast, then it says preparing to download, downloading Contrast. And there's nothing telling you what
Contrast
it is.
Ready to install, but it's still downloading.
But
something.
It's still it gave me two notifications that were completely fucking
different.
Like,
it's like downloading the demo and the key.
Okay. Yeah.
That's basically what it is, but the key finishes first, and it says ready to install, but it's still downloading.
Oh, okay. I was like,
but they don't tell you exactly what you're downloading.
Yeah,
it just says downloading Contrast, Contrast. And all you see is the different file size.
I ran into the same thing because I actually I saw that it was like, okay, so it's complete. Why is it still downloading something? And I removed it, and it deleted it. I was like, oh shit, I got to go download it again.
Wow. Dude, I'm sorry. The infrastructure is still a mess, but
hopefully that's
something that they can fix.
I think it's better, definitely better when the PS3 launch. It sounds better than what the PS3 has now.
Jason
led to it earlier in like a sarcastic way, but Sony is not known for their software and the fact that this stuff is at least working.
Absolutely.
Everything's been for the most
part. I'll be honest with you. I am far more impressed with where the OS is for the PS4 at launch than I was with the PS3.
Oh, the PS3 OS now compared to launch
is a
different console.
I mean,
yeah, it's a totally different console.
There's still that goofy, like, okay, I just spent 2 hours downloading this file. Now I've got to sit and wait for it to install. Whereas
it still does
install.
Yeah, but it's in the background.
I know it's in the background, but it's still, I'm expecting, like, you know, on the 360, you download the file, you can play it right away. You don't have to fucking install it as well. Now, granted, it does install a fuckload faster. So I will give it that, but it's still really confusing.
I think that's Microsoft possibly hiding stuff again.
Whether it's hiding
very
it or
well
not,
could
it's still
be.
Really
I'm
fast,
not,
though.
I'm not inconvenienced by the fact that, you know, I just downloaded something and now I've got to sit and wait for it to...
Well, Chris, let's just put it this way. Like, it might be them hiding it, but everyone, like, PSN has very slow download speeds. It always has. and you're still downloading the game faster on Xbox 360, and even if it's doing the install in the background, it's still doing that faster than the download plus the install on PSN.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but what I'm getting at is installing is installing. Everything is installed.
Right.
Everything gets installed at one point or another. And I think that for 360, it's just giving you the, it could just be dropping it right in, it could be dropping a ready to go file right into the right spot, and that's possible. But, you know, it's also possible, it's just as possible that they're just hiding the install. With that
but
one
when
progress.
That hiding install takes regardless 5 of the... minutes total versus 25.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Jeff.
Really matter.
I am not disagreeing with you, Jeff. But
we can peek behind the curtain and see the wizard. That's fine. But all I know is that, like, once it says the game is downloaded on 360, I can play it immediately on PlayStation, PSN, PS3, PS4. It says, okay, game is downloaded. Then you have to go and install it. It's another step and another like hindrance.
But, the PS4, it's not a step. It does it for you.
Now, yes, but you know, it gives you that notification and
yeah,
it's like there's another pop-up, something you got to go check.
So when it
and
says
see.
It's downloaded, you can't jump into it right away. You got to wait until it's installed some. Okay.
Yeah, it's just
But it's not like PS3 where you have to actually go and physically install it.
You don't have to do that.
But you're kind of directed to. It says ready to install.
And you have to hit
so
okay.
So it feels like you have to go in there to your notifications and click on that and then install it from there.
And I think that goes back to part of the confusion with the multiple files for one game.
That's part of it. Yes. But
yeah, so there's some work they need to do there.
Hopefully.
It's launchies.
You think they might? Why didn't they fix that shit?
I like the glass half full a little bit. I'm just like,
know,
maybe
I'm
they'll
trying
get there.
So hard.
I'm just not worried about it because now it does it automatically, and I'm like, cool. I don't have to worry about it anymore. So it finishes downloading, and then it installs it automatically, so I don't have to worry about it. All right, so where was I? The interface is
totally
snappy. Would I recommend the PS4 to anyone who wants to play?
No, you're right.
Would
you're
I recommend
good.
The PS4 to anybody who wants to play Sony IPs? That's a question. I'm assuming he said I would instead of would.
I would recommend. Oh, yeah. That's probably what he meant to say.
Sorry, I have written.
Johnny Walker and Late Night.
Yeah,
from
right,
Bender.
That's right. Sorry, I have written, although enjoyed the podcast. Okay. I've been so busy launching a new website. Please add me on PSN if you like. And let the games begin. P.S. Remote play works. I've been playing AC4 on the Vita as well. It's crazy. That's all. Lol. WBender W, aka Warren.
Thank you, Bender.
True. Good shit.
Yep. Thank you guys for sending in your impressions for PS4. And keep in mind that next week we're going to be doing the same thing for both PS4 and Xbox One. So send those
just a
in.
Weird little aside. We roughly started in this just after the PS3 launch.
Yeah.
And now we're at the PS4 launch like 6 years later.
Oh my gosh.
Do you guys remember playing the demo for Uncharted?
Yeah. Yep. That was our first episode.
That was our very first episode.
We talked about the demo for Uncharted.
Did I hate it as much back then? Was I as jaded as I am now?
No. You were a much more positive person.
It wasn't.
What happened to me?
I don't know.
What did you do?
He didn't like Uncharted the first
time. What
did
I do?
Though.
You moved away. That's what happened.
That was way before any of that.
I was your release, man.
That's crazy. We're in like a totally next generation now. Like,
yeah, I know.
Wow.
Getting all new systems and everything. And the cool thing is that between the three of us, we're going to have them all. So.
Oh, yeah.
Except for the Wii U. That back because we don't have the Wii U.
Well, that's not a next generation console.
So technically, I don't own one yet, but I've been playing with one for a couple of weeks now.
Sure.
But Jeff, I mean, you've been kind of caught up in the hype. You don't own one as well.
Not yet, no.
Is the bug really biting?
The bug's biting me because...
No. PS4.
The bug's biting me because the whole... Like, when I see... Like, I get excited...
You're a tech geek.
Yeah, and I get excited for console launches either way. And when I see people posting their pictures and pictures with them and their lines for their PS4 and they got the PS4 hooked up, I got excited. But then what it came down to was like literally like I literally just canceled my PS4 pre-order like a month ago. Like it wasn't that long ago. And really, Killzone's the only game I'd probably buy for it. That's not gotcha. Multi-platform.
So you would have still, okay.
So like it's, yeah.
I was gonna say, cause if you got the PS4, mm-hmm. you probably would have gotten Assassin's Creed on that.
Oh yeah.
Right?
If I were to get the PS4 and not get the Expo until like in like February or like January when planning to get the PS4, I'd basically get Killzone plus the multi-platform games. I would have gotten an Expo. And then it came down to, well, Dead Rising, Killer Instinct, Forza 5. And then the other ones kind of added on to that. So I was like, eh. Yeah. I just gotta wait one more week and then I get to have my shiny happiness to open and get that itch, scratch that itch really good. But I'm not gonna lie, like watching Twitter today and Facebook, like everyone's so excited. I'm like, oh man, this is awesome. Like, you know what? I don't give a shit if people call me an Xbox fanboy, but I was like, I was fucking happy, genuinely, for everybody. And I was like excited. Like, this is crazy. This is like 7-8 years in the making that the consoles came out like before this. I'm like, this is fucking awesome. And I was, kind of like, I was like, I went to Feature Shop today at lunch with a buddy of mine from work, and they did have a few PS4s left over, and I was like, I thought about it for like a split second, and then I was like,
yeah,
First of all, Tanya would kill me, and secondly, I would literally just have Killzone to play from now until February or March 21st, which is when the really big game I really want is coming out.
Yeah, Infamous.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. But I'm.
Are we all gonna have PS4s playing Infamous?
I fucking hope so. Absolutely. I really hope so.
If Infamous was a launch title, I'd have one today. Yep.
I told people, I'm like, as much as I like, I'm not a huge Killer Instinct, like I think new Killer Instinct looks really good. I wasn't a big fan of the other ones, but if Infamous was a launch title, I would have canceled my Expo and pre-order and kept the PS4 pre-order. Just cause yep. I can wait to play Forza. I can wait to play, like, the only reason I'm really getting Rise is cause it's an exclusive title that I think looks pretty. And I'm hoping it gets at least around sixes or above. That's kind of what I'm hoping for, that it's not terrible. So, but Dead Rising, I mean, Jason talked me into Dead Rising. A couple of people say, like Dead Rising, it's like, one and two weren't my thing. Oh, I don't like the whole time good. Thing, but I mean, I don't know. Well, Jason, you don't have either of them right now.
What?
Like, I mean, you have access to both.
Uh-huh.
But,
what
are you feeling?
And can I, what's going on here?
Are you feeling the itch at all?
Yeah, absolutely. That partially because I love the new hardware, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, everything does look, considerably better. I'm the one main thing, and we haven't even talked about it yet. Is the ability to stream.
Yes.
Yep. Directly from your fucking console.
That's really cool.
I mean, just to frame this. I mean, Chris, you know, you've set up, you know,
absolutely.
Streaming.
Holy
you
God.
Know how much of a fucking pain
it's
in the ass
it is.
It's
a pain in the ass, man.
You know, you gotta get, you know, an additional mixer.
Seen
you gotta
all
get a capture card. You gotta make sure
industry.
All that shit works and then, you know, mix all the audio and stuff. Dude, it is fucking, it's so seamless on the system. It's amazing to me. And
so,
the quality is
okay, so
really
which
good.
One have you, which one have you tried?
We've tried, Twitch, primarily.
Twitch with PS4 and Xbox?
No. Yeah, Twitch on, PS4 right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you voice over?
Yes.
Nice!
Yeah, it does yes. picture in picture.
It makes,
can
yeah,
show
it does picture
there,
in picture.
Yeah.
So.
Oh shit! I didn't know it did all that.
Yeah. That's almost worth
just,
picking
let me just
up
give
a
you the layout
or
here. Like, anyway, yeah. You're playing your game and you're like, fuck, I should probably stream this. Hit the fucking share button. You scroll over to, you know, start broadcast. You know, you put in a few fucking parameters. It's like, okay, name my channel. You know, this is provided you've already, you know, signed up with Twitch and associated, blah, 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 blah. But seriously, you just put in the name of your channel. You're just like, okay, go ahead and start broadcasting. Oh, before that, you can like, do I want to use my camera? Yes. Do I want to be able to see chat? Yes. And start broadcasting. That's it. And so your game screen takes up probably about 3/4 of your screen off on the right. You know, you've got the PlayStation camera pointed directly at you. So there's your face. And then everybody can hear you. Everybody can hear the game audio. It's mixed perfectly. And then down below, you can actually see the chat as well.
Yeah, I saw that. That's fucking
wow.
awesome. Yeah.
So it's completely integrated. And
yeah.
Now, bear in mind, I mean, there are some growing pains here. Like, you can only see, like, two lines of chat.
Yeah.
That's a gripe. You know, you have very limited controls over, like, you know, stream quality and stuff like that. There's lots of improvements to be made, but out of the gate, the shit works, and it works fucking well.
Maximilian said it works really good. He said he has a little bit of problem with first-person shooters. It doesn't work too well because I guess something to do with, like, I'm not sure if the resolution or the frame rate that it broadcasts at.
Yep.
He's like, it's kind of weird, but it's still, like, he's like, yeah, it works. It's like really, for someone it's who like still probably totally never watchable, streamed before, yeah, it's like pretty awesome.
Like, it's amazing. Yeah. We ran a concurrent test though. We did Injustice, and then we did, Need for Speed. And there was considerable difference between the two. Like Injustice, just at like the high settings looked great, I think. And then we played Need for Speed at best settings, you know, quote unquote.
Yep.
And it was ass. Like it looked pretty bad. And, you know, this may have been dependent on internet connection, but I mean, once again, dude, it's so fucking easy to do this. I'm still hyped. I'm gonna use it.
I'm not gonna lie. Like I'm gonna get Kinect. Well, I want to say I'm getting it for free. I'm not. I'm paying $100 for it.
Yeah.
Against my own will. But that is something I will totally take advantage of for sure. Even if it's like Killer Instinct night, I'll be like, hey, I'm just gonna broadcast fucking playing Killer Instinct. Here's some.
Why not? Like it's some training because shit. It's that fucking easy. And then and you know archives, what? I can just.
Because there's been some kind of.
There's some back and forth on it. Like, yeah. I think new channels, like brand new channels, that haven't been set up properly through Twitch are not auto archiving. Okay. Ours seem to archive.
I heard it. You have to go into the settings on the PS4 and set it to archive. That's what I read. Cause I remember Phil Kohler was saying, well, they haven't been able to get it to work, but then someone else was like, oh no, it
helped
it,
them out.
Ours have archived. So I don't know.
There is a way. There is a way to do it. So yeah, it will archive. But yeah, I mean, how fucking easy is it? And you know what? Yeah, I mean, you start fucking streaming. I'll see it on either Facebook or Twitter, you know, if you allow it.
Or on the console, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll be like, oh, fucking I'm going to go check and see what Jeff's doing, you know? And I'll watch him for a while. I'll, you know, send you some stupid fucking chat shit. And you'll laugh like that. I'll ask to see your penis, and hopefully you'll show me. But if not, maybe I can hop in your game or
bandwidth,
you know, whatever.
Like allowing, like it would be kind of cool to stream some fight night matches, you know?
No shit.
Because we do that shit and be like, hey, it'd be cool. Like, check out, if you're not going to play, check out some fucking Thursday night fights. I know it's a huge bandwidth issue though. Because we tried that when you guys were doing in the stream, like playing fighting games, and it was like a fucking disaster sometimes.
This seems to be pretty well optimized. Like, you know, I checked out Injustice when we were streaming that.
How does that look, by the way? Is it looking any different?
No.
Okay. I didn't
think so. Yeah. I mean, it's really the same game.
Basically.
It seems like it. But yeah, I didn't notice like any like input lag or anything like that. So it's, I don't know. Maybe it's just optimized really well. You know, maybe it just differs from game to game, but
roughly.
What's that?
When do you think you're going to have one of these consoles roughly? Like
when do I think I'm going to have one of these consoles? Like the PlayStation 4?
I'm trying so hard to get
Xbox One like day one. Like I want that in my home. Like when it launches,
next week. Yeah.
Yeah. PlayStation 4 probably around Christmas time with like gift cards and shit.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I'm hoping for. Yeah.
There we go.
If they're available, I'm sending out my Christmas list like literally like tomorrow and being like, hey, just let you know.
Yeah. I'm sure they will be. You know, I was actually surprised by how many like extra consoles.
A lot of PlayStation extras. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's good though. Like a lot of people are like, oh, they're not selling out. Don't look at it as like they're not selling out. Look at it as like a lot more people are going to be able to get their hands on one. Like I don't think this is like the PS3 over again. Like the PS3 just didn't sell that well. I think the PS4 is selling very well.
Yeah, there was a crazy, you know, high price point on the PS3.
Yeah, I think it's just Sony was smart and they put a shitload extra out there because they're probably not that hard to make and they were making them since like September apparently.
Wasn't it one of Jack's like promises that, you know, you'll Jack be able Bauer? To go and just buy a fucking PS4.
He did say that. Yeah, that was one
launch
of
day without reserving or something
and
like that.
And technically that's true. Like a buddy of my work walked into fucking Walmart on his lunch break and got one.
That's not everybody. I've got a couple friends here local that are still looking for one, but
it depends where you are.
Yeah. I mean, that's my big takeaway. That's my big, like, mind-blowing thing from the PlayStation 4. Straight. Other than that, it's been like, okay, here we are,
I'm
next gen.
For that, dude.
Everything
even just
looks
like,
a little
Travis.
Different, a little bit better, but.
Travis is throwing up little clips from, like, Assassin's Creed and, What's that? That little tech demo? That's the playroom.
Playroom, yeah. Playroom's pretty fucking fun, actually. Yeah,
playroom is what you need the camera for. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, he would just throw up clips of that. Like he just, it would just go on right to Facebook. Because right now, I think you can only put on the share. You can only go to Facebook or the PSN network. And I was like, this video, is fucking cool. I'm like, I'm just clicking on his shit, watching him do his stuff. I'm like, that's pretty awesome. That's pretty good stuff right there.
Yeah, for real. Hopefully the Twitter will have some kind of like integrated video share, because I don't share shit to Facebook. I fucking hate Facebook. Yeah, yeah. But I would like to be able to share videos as well.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
One kind of weird thing is that you can't like get the videos off of your console. Like the only way to share those videos is via Facebook right now. You can't just plug in a USB drive and take the clip that you just recorded.
Oh, I did.
And do whatever with it.
Actually, yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely limited, but
it saves in the cloud though, right? You don't have to worry about your like 500 gigs being taken up by a bunch of these shares.
I mean, it very well could, but we grabbed a clip and it was like 300 fucking meg, and it took forever to upload and. I don't know what happens to it after that. Maybe it deletes off the hard drive. I don't know, but we stopped the download because it was taking forever. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Or the growing upload, pain. They'll get there. The fact that this is working at launch. Like I saw a lot of people post some shit today, and I was really impressed. Like it was working. Like I saw a bunch of people put up clips on Facebook and shit, and I was like, this is pretty fucking cool.
Nothing's broken about it. That's for sure. And yeah, it's super
impressive.
Yeah,
it is really impressive.
That's because I mean I didn't even realize based on what you said I didn't realize it did picture in picture.
You have to have the camera, obviously.
I assume you have to have the PlayStation camera specifically. Yeah. But yeah. I mean that's still awesome. I mean so what you just told me right there, that's a reason for me to buy the PlayStation camera.
Go get the fucking camera. Yeah. You'll be streaming.
Honestly, when I heard this, this is the first reason. Yeah. I was like, oh my god, I'm actually stupid happy. Dumb. I'm gonna have a Kinect now because this I can do this right from the fucking box.
Does 360 do that too?
Cool. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah,
that's awesome.
It was confirmed on Xbox One a while ago, and I guess
Xbox was doing Twitch before.
Yeah,
PlayStation was.
But are they doing voiceover and picture in picture?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. They showed it in that whole demo they did with the whole UI. They had like a demo of it. I'm like, that is a reason. You know what? Maybe not $100 reason right now, but I'm like, I will actually use it now because it's pretty cool. I'm like, I will definitely do that.
That's pretty awesome.
Good on both of them for
getting it right.
And you know what? Awesome. As much as I want to say, I'm going to kind of give like a kind of like sarcastic remark here, but also kind of like, good on Sony for not putting it in the system, in the package to like get cost down. But also it seems like a lot of people are buying the PlayStation camera. Like a lot of people I see tweeting, hey, here's what I grabbed today. They have the PlayStation camera there. Even though a lot of these people would bash Kinect all the time, 100% of the time. I don't want this shit. Don't want a camera in my house watching me. They buy it, me being one of them. But it looks like it is selling really, really well. It does look like it's going to have a pretty decent attach rate. So
and it's good. Pretty good quality as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like playing a Playroom or whatever. Yeah, it's totally watchable. I like it.
Let's go buy it, Chris. It's only $60.
Yeah, dude, seriously.
I might get it eventually. I don't really have anything to
stream. No, I want you to stream
tomorrow. You're
going to
buy it tomorrow.
No, I'm not buying it tomorrow. I love you guys, but come on now.
I'm also going to see my kill zones. Kraus didn't buy kill zone, so.
I could take it home tonight.
There you go.
Play some kill zone.
Cool. All right, shall we do some new releases then?
I think we should.
All right.
Some new stuff coming out next week.
There is some new stuff. Nothing really big though.
No,
nothing big.
There's not
nothing
big
at all.
Nintendo titles or like, a console being released.
Nah.
And then after
like that,
we'll see you in March.
That's right.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Dude. That's pretty
that's
much
accurate,
true.
Actually.
Titanfall and Infamous done.
That's right. all right. Maybe so I am doing, I grabbed some new releases from a different place now. So you guys bear with me. This is going to be a little different than normal. Aquapaza is coming out next week for PS3. That's a looks like kind of RPG-ish, I guess.
Welcome to the Twilight Years, folks.
It's an anime fighter.
It's an anime fighter?
Yeah, go nuts.
Okay, never mind then. There you go. NBA Live 2014 is coming out for Xbox
so bad.
And PS4. It looks bad?
It looks terrible.
Really?
NBA Live 14 looks
Live 14. Okay,
2K14 is.
Yeah, 2K14
looks gorgeous.
Is,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So Live 14 is next week. The Amazing Spider-Man is coming out for
PSN and Vita? I don't know if that's news.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing that they're even bothering. Adventure Time, Explore the Dungeon, because I don't know! It's coming
out for PC. That's the actual title?
Yeah.
Like that's the actual title. Part of it?
Yeah, I don't know is in there.
Because I don't know.
I don't know! So that's for PC. Stick It to the Man is coming out for PSN. PS3, I should say. Young Justice Legacy is hitting PC. Soul Calibur HD Online. Soul Calibur 2 HD Online is for PS3 and Xbox. Tearaway is next week.
Nice.
Which I did not know for the Vita.
That looks good. I think that's going to sell abysmally, though.
It will sell abysmally, especially considering it's coming out next week. Now let's talk about... Actually, I'm going to come back to all this. Zelda Link Between Worlds comes out next week for 3DS. Super Mario 3D World for you Wii U owners.
That's good.
And let's see here.
All 10,000 of you.
All 10,000 of you. And Mario Party Island Tour is coming out for 3DS. And then we've got Xbox One launch titles. Forza 5, Killer Instinct, Rise, Dead Rising, Loco Cycle. You're getting Loco Cycle, right?
I am not yet.
You're not.
Reviews on that. Yeah.
Crimson Dragon, Zumba Fitness, and that is
also
your
fighter
new
or
release
something
list.
Rather.
Fight or something.
Fighter Inside or something.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it looks really. Yeah.
God, right, we should do Fight Nights with that.
Oh my god, stream.
No,
that
that'll
shit.
Be part of your next Fighters Armageddon.
That's a good idea.
I'm not entering that one, by the way.
Done.
That's the final game.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
What have I done? All right, so pick of the week.
Rise.
Shut up, Jeff.
Fired, Jeff. Fired.
I would definitely not pick that as my number one.
Okay.
I'm just a graphics whore, and that game is so good.
All right. So here's what I'm going to do for my pick of the week.
Go my system.
If I were getting an X-Bone, I would want to get Forza 5.
Forza looks amazing. Yeah.
Yes. Because I'm not getting an X-Bone, I'm going to say Zelda.
Okay.
That's totally fair.
Go ahead, Jason.
Huge on the Killer Instincts. From what I've played at events, not necessarily what I've played of the Killer Instinct's fucking great. It's really good. I don't give a shit. That game's fucking awesome. I think that's a must buy. But Zelda, I mean, overall, I think that's the best game of the bunch.
I'm gonna mirror Jason, basically. I haven't played Zelda, but I will pick up Zelda, and if I were to only buy one game for the X-Bone, which I'm getting next week, it'd definitely be Killer Instinct.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I know
I get the most mileage out of that. But
so, yeah.
So hopefully this new release list is better than what has happened previously, and I'll continue to do it from here.
Okay.
Oh, did that work for you guys?
Is so good too. Oh,
I got some
God.
Questions to ask you, Jason, after we're done recording. By the way.
Okay.
Sorry to be the people like, oh, I fucking hate when people, like, you know, podcast, like, oh, you're talking embargoed shit.
That Jason jackass just rubbing it in her face. Oh, you really
No, I'm talking about any podcast anywhere. But, you know, I just got some questions. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I'll see what I can do.
Questions just saying.
Like, we might get in emails, maybe?
What?
Just saying. All right, who's doing the first one?
All right, I'll go. This one comes from Navishin. This has been a long-awaited Navishin email. He actually sent in a voicemail a few weeks ago, but then Chris was gone. So he emailed it because he knows Jason and I cannot get access to voicemails. And then we decided to hold off because we wanted to wait for Chris to be here to talk about this.
So, to sum it up, I'm an asshole. That's pretty much what this all happened.
No, it's more like we were looking out for you, bro. We could have done it last week, and we're like, you know what? I think Chris will want to chime in on this too.
Cool.
So here we go. It's from Navishin. He says, hey guys, it's your Indus Black Quota Navishin here to lay down some gospel. Actually, not really. It's just a thing that I noticed for the most part. This is all subjective, so don't take it personally if my dumb opinion isn't the same as yours. Felt like I had to say this first because some friends of mine actually gotten upset by it. Okay? So I've been asked by Jeff to explain this little thing called the rule of three of video games. To show you just to have your to show just to have your opinion on whether it has any merit in your eyes. From my experience, so far anyway, there has never been a trilogy of things that has gone smoothly. Meaning there hasn't been one good, two even better, three the best of the series transition of a franchise. It's either rule one. The first game was the best because it's a new, because it's new and probably hasn't been done before, which has the sequels not capturing what made the first one so special. Or rule two. The sequel was mind-blowingly good compared to the previous, that the third entry tries to attempt that again, but something weird happens which prevents it from reaching that potential, whether it's being more janky, fundamentals changing, or just being too similar.
Or adding Ewoks.
Oh, yeah, Star Wars. Rule three. Yeah, like I had to say that. That's something to drink.
Thanks, Jeff, for pointing that
out. You're welcome. Or rule three. Third is the best in the series because the second game didn't live up to the first one. So basically, the rules of three applies for any first three releases or trilogy that has a continuation of the universe, meaning that if the third release happens to be a prequel, it's included. To give examples of each, ones that follow rule number two, Mass Effect 2, Sonic 2. Okay, so Mass Effect 2 is basically the best.
You skipped rule number one.
He doesn't go to rule number one. Oh, yeah, yes, I did. Sorry. Ones that follow rule number one, Prince of Persia, Sands of Time, Ninja Gaiden, Toe Jam and Earl, Mega Man X. So basically, these are the pinnacle of the series. The best ones. The other two just don't hold up. Ones that follow rule number two. So this is the ones that are going to be like, basically the second ones are the best ones. And, one and two, not so good. Or not as good in comparison. Mass Effect 2, Sonic 2, Batman Arkham City, apparently, in parentheses, Uncharted 2, Assassin's Creed 2, and Assassin's Creed 2-2, aka Brotherhood, God of War 2, Fable 2. I'd agree with all of those except for the Batman one.
My comments on that one.
Ones that follow rule 3. So these are the ones where the third are just like, you know, the godsends. Metal Gear Solid 3, Super Mario Bros. 3, Bioshock Infinite, Gears of War 3, Devil May Cry 3.
Why is Gears of War 3 here?
Because it's a rule of three where the third one is by far the best version.
Yes, I understand that, but it's also saying that the second one didn't live up to the first. Was Gears 2 that bad to him, I guess?
I like Gears 2 more than Gears... You know what? The Gears series is probably the only one I'd say when he said it's very rare that... One is good, two is better, three is even better.
I feel like Gears fits that.
Yeah, I'd say Gears is the only one that I think fits that. Two is better than one, and then three was better than two.
And I'm definitely not going to get into the argument right now, but I would say Mass Effect fits that for me as well.
For you, yeah.
And actually, yeah. For me, God of War does too.
I prefer two over three.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. I think, again, it's all subjective for the person.
I really love three a lot, but I go back to two more than I go back to three.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Yeah.
You like hot porridge, right?
Hot porridge?
Yeah. Chris likes cold porridge. I like my porridge just right.
Oh, yeah. I like the hot porridge.
Goldie.
Thanks for pointing that out, Jason.
Yeah. Star Wars. Okay.
I don't know. You know what? Mario Brothers 3, I would... Oh, I guess he's his trilogy. I was going to say Mario World, but yeah, I guess if he's talking trilogy, yeah, 3, definitely.
Yeah.
He goes on to say, of course this varies from person to person, but it still seems like there is no smooth trilogy. For example, Dead Space 1 or 2 can debate on which one is better game, but it seems to be universally agreed upon that Dead Space 3 is the weakest of the series. Chris, please stop moving that cursor. It really fucks me up when I'm reading this.
Sorry. Google Docs for the win.
Yeah. This can be applied to some movies as well, if you really think about it, though not as well, since there are actually good movie trilogies. Back to the Future, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars. Spider-Man 2, X-Men 2, and Superman 2 were the best of those movies, with their thirds being awful, which applies to rule number two.
I would agree with all three of those assessments. Yep.
I can't really think of a third movie being the best of a trilogy, but I definitely know movies where they never top the first one. For some, it's Iron Man 1. For me, it's Tremors, one of my favorite movies ever, by the way. So am I wrong, guys? Does this seem off to you, or does it work in your mind as it does with mine? I mean, look at it this way. Crackdown 3 is going to be awesome. But wait, by that logic, Kingdom Hearts 3 will just be barely okay compared to 2. I take back everything I just said.
It's too late. My brain already fucking hurts.
Okay, here you go. He has a good PS here. PS. Before all four of you people who like Mass Effect 3 more than 2 gives me shit about it, I fucking love Mass Effect 3, but they made some weird decisions with that game. Smaller party, having to play multiplayer to get a decent ending, shitty overhearing side missions. I didn't like that either. If you can even call them that. When I was late to the party for Mass Effect 2 hype train, it was all anyone and everyone was talking about. After 3, nobody, well, except maybe me and Jeff BTW, Jeff Better Tomorrow. The Citadel DLC is one of the best things from the series, period, and nobody played it. That's true. I don't think any of us played it. That is here. I need to download that, like, this weekend.
Yeah, I have it. I just haven't played it.
That says something compared to the Shadow Broker DLC for Mass Effect 2, which nearly everybody played. Just saying. That is
well, Shadow Broker DLC for me was pretty much the same as Citadel. I didn't play Shadow Broker until, until Mass Effect 3 was almost out already.
You played that after we did, I think. I played Shadow Broker pretty early. Tanya played through Shadow Broker. What's wrong with you, Chris?
I don't know.
I mean, at the time, yeah. But she hasn't beat
Mass Effect 3. That's the thing. It's like DLC. It's really hard for me to go around to DLC, regardless of the game. Mass Effect is probably the one that I am most likely to go back to for it.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. And again, as I said, I'm not going to get in the argument about Mass Effect 3. It's been beaten to death.
Yeah.
Opinions vary.
Oh, sure.
And they're both fucking awesome games, so it doesn't matter.
I you know what? When he's read that list, I couldn't really disagree with him. I think that rule of three kind of does apply. I can't think of anything that really falls out of that. The only one I can think of offhand is the Crysis series. Only because 2 and 3, in my opinion, I love them both, but I couldn't tell you which one I like better than the other. All I know is they're both better than 1. That's the only.
See, it's really hard to say because there's so many
and
different, so many different franchises out there that not all of us have touched.
I think Killzone falls into that too.
But does it really though? Because Killzone 1 was shit.
That's what I'm saying. The whole point is Killzone was shit. 2 was really good, and a lot of people didn't like 3.
Oh, really? Because I thought people liked 3.
No, people settled for 3 because it was new online. But a lot of people like the Zeros and stuff from Retroids, like the Clan. The majority of them like 2 a lot more than 3.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Anyway, this is strictly multiplayer, by the way. Like single player, just kind of whatever.
Okay.
But, yeah. So I played a lot of 2. I didn't play that much of 3 online.
Yeah.
That was more of just the games that came out around that time, but I don't know. Anyone got anything? I'm trying to think of like.
It's an interesting topic. I'm actually curious to know if anybody listening has examples that would go with one of these rules or against one of these rules. So. If you got one, throw it out there.
Can they all be called rules if they contradict one another? Like.
Well, his rule is basically if 1 was really good, 2 is not going to be good. It's going to be try to live up to the hype. And what was his thing for the third one on that one?
Either the first game can't be topped.
That's the variable that.
Or the second one can't be topped by either. Is the best out of.
Or the third one is the best, but the second one was crap.
Or the third one is the worst out of the 3. Those are the 3 main rules, basically. So, like, if the second one is really, really good, there's no way. If the second one is unanimously, like, basically better than the first game, chances are the third game isn't going to be as good.
I actually want to get emails about this. So,
yeah, I kind of want
you guys send it. So I'm going to repeat the rules.
Yeah,
right? So rule 1, the first game was the best because it was new and probably hasn't been done before.
Yeah.
Which then has the sequels not capturing what made the first one so special. Rule 2.
And again, he had like Crackdown. He had some good examples in there too.
Yeah, yeah. Rule 2, the sequel was mind-blowingly good compared to the previous. That the third entry tries to attempt that again, but something weird happens which prevents it from reaching that potential, whether it be more janky, fundamentals changing, or it's just too similar.
Yeah.
So that's the rule 2. Rule 3 is the third is the best in the series, but the second game was crap, and it didn't live up to the first one.
Yeah. And he does, actually the examples I'm looking at, Now I think about Gears of War. I think Gears of War 1 had the whole, like, that was, like, one of the first games, like, this generation that was, like, holy fucking shit. Like, oh my god. And 2 was kind of more of the same. It looked a little bit better, but a lot of people would argue the story wasn't as good. And then 3 was awesome. So, yeah. I would like, yeah, write in, guys. Seriously, at email at interactivedistractions.com, because...
Yeah. I think I'd be interested to hear other people's thoughts on games that fit into the rules, as well as things that might, and ones that actually have an increased quality trilogy.
We'll just make a new rule. It's cool.
What's the new rule?
I don't know. That it breaks those first three, so let's just make a new one.
Yeah, right. Rule number 4.
Rule number 4.
Shit wrong, son. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever, yeah.
All right. You want to do the last email, or you want me to do it, Jason?
I can do it.
Go for it.
This is from Liam. That's your son, Chris.
Hi, Liam.
No, not my son, Liam.
It's just a different Liam.
I don't think he can write.
This is Liam Gordon, I think.
You wrote this for him? That's really sweet.
I did.
Hey, guys. Been listening for a while. Jeff's sister, Jen, is a good friend that I've known about for about 10 years. Wow.
Oh, wow.
They went to Loyalist together. It was my roommate.
Gibson.
Year 2?
Wow. Oh, okay. All right. That's cool.
And she got me onto the podcast last year, when I went to visit in Port Perry last Halloween.
Oh, very
apostrophe.
Cool.
The old school way. He's a witch. Anyways, I have the following in plastic, still. And if you could recommend 2, I'll be completing them this year. All right.
Oh, fuck, cool.
I like this.
What are the games?
Tomb Raider. I imagine it's the reboot. Yep. Dead Space 3.
Not that one.
Hold on.
We have an entire list. Metal Gear Solid, Revengeance, and Incidents.
Okay. Okay.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Okay.
SMT4. That's Shin Megami Tensei 4. 3DS.
Is that Persona 4?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah. 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 Never mind.
Technically.
I don't know.
So not that one. I don't know.
Batman Arkham Origins or DMC.
Pause. I have a feeling that we're all going to be unanimous on this one. Can I give it a shot?
I think it might be 2.
Okay. Yeah.
Tomb Raider and DMC.
Those would be my 2 for sure.
Yeah, those are 2 of my favorites. That's not like super well rounded though, I think.
No, but maybe. He wants us to pick 2. He's got all these in the plastic.
These are all still in the plastic. He wants to beat 2 of these by the end of the year.
Beat by the end of the year. I'd say it's got to be Tomb Raider and DMC.
Tomb Raider and DMC.
GTA, he can wait a bit unless he wants to do online.
I don't know, dude. I would say
Metal Gear Solid Revengeance is really good too, though.
And I would say GTA 5.
Wow. Yeah.
Don't listen to him, Liam. You know my sister. My sister's related to me. We're the same blood.
You guys are tight.
Tomb Raider DMC. That's really cool, Liam, by the way. I don't know if I've met you at all. If I have, I was probably drinking stupor at a party somewhere, but very fucking cool. Thanks for writing in.
Small world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man.
Tomb Raider and DMC.
I like DMC better than Tomb Raider, but I don't know if that needs to be played by everybody.
Who? Tomb Raider? He's not saying everyone, he's saying himself.
I know. I'm trying to, like, I don't know, keep it widespread and just a good mix. And I think, I think Tomb Raider and GTA 5.
Yeah.
All right. So it wasn't unanimous. But Jeff and I are right.
I mean, you know.
That's fine. I'm just shaking
some
bacon.
Some people have taste and some people like GTA 5. I don't know. I'm kidding.
14 million people like GTA 5.
I'm being totally ignorant because I have not played GTA 5, but it looks really good. I'm being that guy right now.
You are. We're both being that guy right now, Jeff. It's fine. It's what we do. That's what we do. All right, cool. Should we talk about what we're going to do next week?
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, do we have quiz questions?
We are over 2 hours.
Oh, okay, we'll do
we are well over 2 hours, let's skip it. We'll do them next week if we have time. So next week we are going to be talking about next-gen systems again. So send in any comments that you have about the PS4 and or the Xbox One.
We'll be up and running hopefully by the time.
No more errors that are going to spit you back at the home screen.
We'll look forward to all the I can't sign into Xbox Live
That's right.
next Friday. So.
So to answer to send us an email about that topic, you can send it to email@interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. And that number is 706-760-4337.
Number's in there.
What?
I don't know.
I'm trying something new. I just said word because I don't know.
Word. I guess that's the first thing that came to your mind.
Yeah. check us out on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. Individually, we are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
Geoff.
And then check us out at Indus Questions as well. You can send us short questions there as well.
See him cuddling up like, okay, it's bedtime. Calling Lisa. Lisa, can you bring me Taco Bell? Yeah.
I need fourth meal, please.
How am I going to get home? Oh, God.
You can check us out on Facebook, Google+, what's the other one I usually say? Steam. And Stitcher Marketplace.
Yeah.
Search for Interactive Distractions and you will find us.
Top of the list.
Is Retroids back up? I have not checked.
They do have forums back again, so they're kind of up again.
Okay. Yeah. So come over to Retroids and join the community and, hopefully the site will be back up and running full speed pretty soon. And that is all I have. Guys, anything else?
No.
Send us those emails, man. Sorry, I seriously want to hear more information from people about both new consoles.
Yeah, definitely. Once the people get on there, they're thinking.
Cool.
Do you think we're going to have a negative slant towards the Xbox?
I think it
has the same problems that the PS4 had on launch, do you think we're going to get more negative stuff?
Yeah. I hope not.
I'm saying you're all fuckers.
What?
People just love to hate. I don't. That's what I'm saying.
Jason, how many drinks have you had?
Only three, seriously.
Only three?
No, Jason, what are you saying? I miss what you said there.
I'm basically saying that, you know, even if, you know, the Xbox has the same problems as the PS4, we'll get more negative stuff about Xbox One.
Probably. Because
we tend to roll that way.
I want honesty. Regardless of whether it's problems or praise, just be honest. That's all.
I'm tired.
Trust me, if I'm not getting on my fucking Xbox One next Friday and we're recording, I'm going to have a fucking DRX like no other that we haven't had back in a while.
Oh, we haven't done one of those in a while.
So, yeah.
Okay.
All right, cool. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Stitcher Marketplace, please leave us a review. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Take it easy.